It's the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let me see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn on my radio. Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Echo. Wow, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Brooke feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike Show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair, Witch White.
Ah, but nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
When I need someone just to be with, to talk with, I love Jeremy.
You know,
we have had a couple of thunderstorms the past week that have been dynamite. Last night it opened up again, and it's still hazy out. May rain again tonight.
Yes.
It is very wet out there, I want to tell you.
How?
Thank you, class. Very good. It's so wet out there today, I saw a robin at a laundromat waiting for his worm to come out of the spin-dry cycle. What do you got?
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and, who is it?
The guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir.
Four of the double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude. Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? We certainly did nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 Hi.
And welcome to Philadelphia. Hello.
Do you think this?
No, they didn't do this on purpose, right?
There you go. The microphones are okay.
Hello. Check. Testing 1, 2.
There you go.
1, 2, 3. Four.
There you go. And I guess this is the point where I say.
No, that's not necessary.
I'm not saying it, Mike.
That's not necessary.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spielberg!
Wow. Sorry about those levels, folks.
That is great. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sabian Always Reacting Syndrome and all the chips.
Oh, you. You.
Proof that no amount of tears and wash away the grease paint. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, Rob.
Right at the very opening. Tell you why in a second. Let me just say, Don and Mike show a new episode on this Friday. May 2th.
There you go. Now you got the levels right.
And we're like, that's because Head's mic is off.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is. It's Head's microphone. May 2th, we're live in Philly from WISB. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Here in Philly, you call us 215-263-ROCK. 609-590-9494. From Canada, call 800-636-1067. See, I told you all along, he doesn't really need a microphone.
No, he doesn't.
And DC, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Okay, hi. Joe, now hit the other music and the welcome stuff. Do it now. Let's do it. The welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
You didn't have that ready, did you?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
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 Oh, there it is.
Just in time.
He only gave us one of them, Joe?
Joe.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Okay, well,
Joe.
The rest of them.
That's the best we're going to do. Because we got
Joe.
The double Joe factor at work here.
Hi, Joe.
Let me just say, welcome. In the words of... What, Joe? Or was that you,
howdy.
Rob?
Well, that was Joe saying howdy.
Howdy.
Joe sounded like he's a million miles away.
Let me just say...
What's going on here right now?
In the words of Alice Cooper, well, school's out for summer.
Yeah, that one too. But
really,
I was thinking of another one.
I know. Welcome to my nightmare.
Welcome to my nightmare.
It's happening. Mike and I incidentally broadcasting with the whole wacky crew today live from Philadelphia, and as promised... We're wearing clown makeup.
We're wearing clown makeup, and it makes us feel alive. It makes us feel happy. It makes us feel wonderful.
You look great.
I just said to Mike that I feel like a cross between a member of Kiss and Cesar Romero. Because, you know, Kiss had the heavy makeup, and Cesar Romero, when he was the Joker on Batman,
Joker?
He refused to shave his mustache. And
like you.
Yeah, and I got the white stuff over my my face. My face is powdered up.
And I'm dressed like the opera clown. In Pagliacci.
The sad clown,
Johnny Constantino.
And you even have a tear painted.
I put a tear on. Lisa painted a tear on my cheek because I'm so sad. I'm happy on the outside, sad on the inside.
Let me just tell everybody that today we're giving away $500.
Oh, that's a serious money.
Courtesy of Cinemax.
That's a bigger piece of pie.
And we need four people to show up here, I guess, in the next hour. The WISP at 5th and Market in downtown Philly. That's where we are. You'll notice today outside there's no giant WYSP welcomes Don and Mike sign, as there have been.
No, I missed that when I came in.
The previous times we've been here at WYSP. First, four people to show up will get to play for $500 in cash today.
Wunderbar.
Thanks, Charlie. From Cinemax, so you can buy a TV set of your choice. Cinemax, really, you can use it on anything you want. Mm-hmm. You can use it on cigarettes for all I care. Cinemax is the ultimate in movie entertainment with exclusive Hollywood premieres, the biggest hit movie variety, the fewest repeats on premium TV. For information, log on to Cinemax.com.
Cinemax, I like it on the weekends at night.
So we had quite a day.
I feel as though we've done four shows already.
We had a morning, and then we had a little spot there where we had a meeting, and then we had a lunch, and then we had the clown makeup put on. Because after the meeting, it was and it's a good thing we didn't wear the clown makeup into the meeting.
Yeah, it would not have been appropriate, but I will tell you that we should have worn the clown makeup on the train today when you and I were doing like our Abbott and Costello routine. Well, and not intending to do it either.
All right, we'll start there and we'll just work our way chronologically.
The clumsy bumpkins.
You know, we have the glasses, plastic glasses, Amtrak plastic glasses. And I don't know if they lubed them up with Vaseline or what.
There was some coating on them that I believe was silicone-based.
It has to be an inside Amtrak gag that they do this to people.
Right.
Just to see how many people are going to spill the drinks.
Those are the disc jockeys. Give them the slippery glasses.
So I'm sitting there with my diet beverage and real happy in my own world. My MP3, you know, the music on computer.
The music player.
So I'm listening to that, and I brought my own beverage, my own diet, vanilla Coke, and I just asked the guy for a little glass of ice. And before you know it, I turn around, and there goes the entire beverage, half on my lap, half on Mike's lap.
And imagine my surprise when I felt that cool liquid working its way to my between two pillows place.
So immediately I jumped up. I said, Jesus, I'm sorry. Cabin boy, you know, we need some club soda over here.
May I help you, sir?
Hey, ASAP. So we got that mess taken care of, and then no less than 10 minutes later.
I'm very excited on this trip because I've purchased a brand new toy. It is a portable DVD player that I am digging. I got a great sale price on it. I've been telling everybody the great bargain I got on this thing, and I'm really excited, and I'm watching my DVD. It's
nice.
It's absolutely the coolest thing. And I've got a huge glass of Diet Pepsi that is filled to the brim. And I go to pick it up, and my hand starts at the base. It gets halfway out, up in the air, and then slides out of my hand, covering my brand new DVD player, which you just couldn't help yourself. You had to laugh.
Well, it was funny.
Ice cubes,
I tried
beverage
that
everywhere. It was like it was raining.
The time when I really tried not to laugh was after you dried it all off and turned it back on, and all you got were squiggly lines.
That I poured my entire beverage into the electronics of this brand new item.
Because there's the whole thing. Mike is saying to me, and it's a beautiful thing, and you got a great price on it. And
all I'm doing is talking about this thing on the whole trip. Just showing everybody.
It's got like a 10-inch screen, and the screen is so big. I'm sitting in the train seat next to Mike.
Right.
He's watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Which really, I realized, is not the kind of movie. It's the kind of movie you have to practice train etiquette because it's got boobs in it.
Yeah, and lots of coitus.
And it's got sex in it, too.
Yeah. But I'm following the movie even though I don't have headphones on.
Because Don's looking out the window, or he's talking on his phone, or he's writing in his notebook, and I keep elbowing him every time there's a great scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And he's laughing without even hearing the sound because the movie can be watched if you know it like we do by heart. You know?
So I'm just seeing this thing, and I'm watching it, and then Mike spills his drink.
Oh, man, I was bringing it up to my mouth, and suddenly it was like, no.
Then after he wipes it all off, he goes to turn it back on, and
First of all, it doesn't come on, and then when it comes on, it's all squiggly lines, and then there's this line right in the middle of it that's obviously my beverage working its way through the entire electronics panel.
So that's screwed, but we're not thinking that this is going to be an omen.
I was really ready to cry when I had to put it back into my suitcase.
Sure. This is not going to be an omen of the day to come, that we have meetings with people, and we're coming up here out of Philly to do the show today that this is not going to be the fact that we've both made hideous messes. This is not going to be the way it's going to go. Well,
you couldn't walk within 10 feet of our sitting area because you would slide on ice cubes.
Well, you get out of the train station in Philadelphia, and here's how it broke up. It was me and Mike and Rob. We get into a cab.
But before we did, Rob decided to terrify everybody in the train station by yelling, "Bird!"
Well, there was a bird.
There was a bird, and Rob screamed at the top of his lungs, "Bird!"
You have to notify
me. Now, we got into a cab. We got into a cab ahead of Buzz, Lisa, and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Our cab left before theirs. So we got dropped off at the corner of 5th and Market, right here, WYSP, KYW, the whole thing. And we're standing outside for 10 minutes. Because nobody wants to come in by themselves, right?
Right.
Because like there's not the welcome home sign.
We're scared.
Yeah, so we're out there for 10 minutes. We're saying, "God damn, that cab should have been here by now.
Where are they?
What's up with that?" So finally, I get my cell phone out. I call Broyhill, and of course, he goes, "Hello," and I go, "Hey, dude, where are you?" He goes, "We're up in the production room."
They've been here like 10 minutes before we were.
"You're inside?" "Yeah." I said, "How come you didn't wait for us? Why do we have to wait for you?"
They never wait for us before, but we needed a... We thought we'd all come in together.
"But you were here, you left first."
I thought, never mind. So we hang up the phone, we come in. We came up to the sanctuary of the disc jockey level before we went down to the programming level. And while there was a... You know, normally... When we've come up here to broadcast over the last year, the station's been wonderful and has put out a big banner outside that says, "WYSP welcomes the Don and Mike Show."
There are usually people milling about. It's a lot of energy in here, and it was a little different.
Well, there was no sign outside, and that's fine.
There's no sign for us.
Maybe that's one of two things. That's either a show of hatred, or the fact that we're simply so ingratiated now into the product.
Grain, Don.
That where it goes without saying. Well,
right.
I was so glad to know that. I know that the sign was put up for my benefit.
Right.
All over the station, though, there are...
They took the time to put up some other signs.
There are little signs, and I just want to say to whoever did this, and please come in and identify yourself. You're wonderful. I don't think it's the engineers, because... I've given them cigars before. We've been up here, how many times? Four times, maybe?
Our two engineers up here, the nicest greetings that we've gotten.
And you remember last summer...
That and Peter Kleiner.
You remember last summer that I accidentally set a bush outside on fire in front of the TV station when I was out there smoking a cigar before the show. And I've been known to light up a cigar in the studio.
Once in a while.
Occasionally.
Yes.
Well, there are signs all over the programming area here by the DJ studio that say, "No smoking." That's in big letters. And it says, "Anywhere in this building." Mm-hmm. And then on the bottom it says, "No matter who you think you are."
Wow.
So, you know, welcome home.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
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 Welcome home.
Welcome.
Welcome home. And so after we figured it out when we got here, and there was like no banner outside. And then
it's a little tense.
We came up here and there's like all these signs. "No smoking, no matter who you think you are."
Right.
Like, please, you know, give me a friggin' break on that. Now we go down for the meeting with Tim. First thing he says, shuts the door, he says, "None of this on the air today." First thing he says.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to follow that. We're not going to mention what happened in our meeting with Tim Sapien today.
No, we said we wouldn't and we won't.
I'll tell you this, and I'm just going to give you a direct quote, though,
right,
from Tim. "We have no bigger supporter in Infinity Broadcasting than Tim Sapien."
That's it. It's good to hear.
That's something he said. For those of you that were in the hallway, those of you that were out on the street, you probably heard the discussion. It was nice. It was like pro wrestling for a while.
Yeah, it was delightful.
It was something that we've not been through.
No.
With a member of upper management since the Ken Stevens era.
No, and it was kind of refreshing. It was and then we had a chance to meet the new guy.
So listen, we're in there with Tim. And It's a spirited meeting. Let's say that
It's festive.
Tim, the program director, and at one point the guy, the new nitwit, the new vice president of whatever it is that he's the vice president of, he comes in the middle of this, and he just sits down for a second,
and we're right in the middle of it.
And I mean, we're having a heated.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
We're having a very very passionate discussion. With the program director about a variety of topics. I know you're wondering what we talked about. Well, gosh.
Talked about the weather.
The weather. Nice. Talked about
how the Sixers are doing.
That was something we talked about. Yeah, right yeah. You know, all the things the guy
got back
about.
To the weather, I think.
this new guy, this vice president, he comes in and he sits down and he's...
And the conversation about the weather was going so well that I think he decided he wanted to get us out of the building.
Break us up.
Wow.
He said, I tell you what, why don't I take Don and Mike... over to the Chinese place for lunch,
like now.
And he ordered us to leave. And I didn't want to let it go.
Yeah.
So I left Mike with the new guy, and I just said, give me 1 second with Tim.
And I do, you know, it's great because you can, you know, if a guy's a real jerk, you know right away. But this guy, like much like when I met Michael Hughes the first time, this guy seemed like a real nice guy, and I was chatting in the hallway. But that has its limits, and Dom was lagging behind, and then... lagging behind
Here's the thing, and I'm not going to talk about exactly what was discussed in the meeting today. I just want to say this, that Tim, the program director of WYSP, I guess he's never been spoken about on the radio. I guess all the disc jockeys who have ever spoken about him have always said, Tim's the greatest. And Tim's been a friend of mine for 25 years.
Right.
Tim was almost a mentor to me when I worked at WLS in Chicago. When they hired me and they played my tape at the disc jockey meeting and they said, all you guys suck, but you should try to sound like this guy, the new guy that we hired.
And then everybody hated you.
Everybody hated me, and Tim is one of the guys that was nice to me. And I've always remembered that, and I've always considered Tim to be a friend.
Sure.
We had some moments last week on the show, and some things were said, and Tim, like, really got pissed that we were talking about him, and... You know, I was trying to tell him it's part of the show. Dude, it's part of the show. It's part real. It's part of the show. I mean, our ratings suck. We're going to talk about it. You know, we've got a limited window left on our contract. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the way it's done. Tim told me that... I can't say that. No, and I promised him I wouldn't.
And that's a promise we have to honor.
You know, really... If we have to pull back the curtain just one more time to at least let those who need to know, we don't really hate Tim Sabian.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We've had disagreements with him. We've had disagreements with everybody we've ever worked for.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, in program directors in particular, general managers and program directors, you know, we butt heads with them once in a while. It happens, and that's the way it goes.
It just kind of comes with the territory. I mean, trust me, I don't think Tim is sitting down there every day rooting for us to pull a 2.3 in the ratings.
Right.
He's not happy about it. You know, we're not happy about it.
Exactly.
So once you left with the new guy, mm-hmm. you know, I went over to Tim and played the game with him, and this I think I can tell you won't be mad about. He loves doing that eye contact thing.
Oh yeah,
dude, right. it's like being Cyclops in X-Men when Tim stands in front of you and he starts going into his power spiel about ba 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 ba, and the whole time the eyes are just they don't blink and they're dilated on your eyes,
burn right through you.
And what you're doing is you're trying to match his glance and his gaze, and you're trying to give it back.
He's trying not to blink.
And you're trying to, you know, you're trying to give it as good as he's given it.
Right.
And you're going back and forth. And really, it's like two guys arm wrestling with their eyes. That's what it's like. But we ended the meeting. We made crazy gay love.
Oh, good.
And I know that I wasn't supposed to talk about the meeting, but I'll say it. And I'm proud to tell you.
I finally went down the hallway to grab Don to get him to go out to lunch. And he came to Tim's door shirtless.
Yeah. I know you're wondering.
Sweating.
I caught.
Okay?
And that you never catch.
Yeah. I wanted to pitch.
It was the eye contact, wasn't it?
He just wouldn't have let me.
Way to go.
He just wouldn't have let me.
Well, it was quick.
It was over before it began.
He pulled out this straight razor.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, I was catching. Now, am I glad that we didn't wear the clown makeup when we first walked in the building?
Oh, my God.
Now, we were going to as a goof, and we are wearing the clown makeup now.
We have clown makeup on as we speak.
The reason that we're wearing clown makeup is to say to Tim and to all of the good people that work at WYSB, you know, we had a bad ratings book,
right.
But it happens. Yeah. You got to roll with the punches.
Be happy.
No matter who you think you are,
right?
You have to roll with the punches, and you got to, you know, turn around, frown upside down.
Right. Be happy, and there's no better way to be happy than to slap on the clown makeup, by golly.
So we've got clown makeup on, and we get into this...
I feel like an ass.
We get into this meeting with Tim, and then the new guy pulls us out of this, and he wants to take us to lunch, and the whole time we're still thinking, well, we don't have our clown makeup on yet.
Yeah, we
well,
really should.
But it turned into such a serious, heavy-duty meeting
it was indeed.
That we couldn't have clown makeup on. And we especially
Have you ever had a first meeting with somebody that you know is kind of like your boss where under those circumstances
that intense never no absolutely never. As a matter of fact, and you all know what a big mouth I am, there's nothing I love better than the sound of my own voice. To hear that resonating in my headphones, that is sweet. But I was so hot and I was so talked out that really I had lost my voice during our meeting with Ken. I mean, I was...
Tim. Tim, you slipped there.
Well, I say Ken?
Yeah.
Well, same difference. It was a combination of the pollen, which is like 1,000,
right.
And the fact that I was slightly agitated. And we came out of the meeting with him and went to the meeting with the other guy, and I was just drinking a glass of water. And normally, you know, I'm type A. I'm type double A. I like running everything. For 10 minutes, and Mike, you'll probably attest to this for the first time ever, I just didn't say anything in the meeting. I just said, Mike started the meeting with the new guy.
Wow.
Because I just sat there. I was out of my mind.
Yeah.
I just said, I really can't talk now. I feel like a girl having a period.
One of the things you might not have noticed, and speaking about your previous thing, is like during the meeting when I was doing all the talking, I don't know if you noticed, but under the table, I was gently massaging his knee. That's why it went so well and why he was listening. And he told me later he liked it.
And he's okay as far as those guys go. You know, you can never trust those guys. I mean, those guys are even worse than the program.
But it's the second guy that's in that kind of position that we've liked. So.
Well,
it's scary.
I'll say this, that a couple of times, now people are coming in the window to see if we really have the makeup on. Yes, we do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do. And I'd like to know whoever it is. Mike, you won't be able to see him now. He's hiding behind the partition, a guy with red hair.
You know, I'm so sad with the club. Hey! You're a nice boy. Oh, no.
I think I'm important enough to smoke in here, but I'm not going to today. But I'd like to know who wrote that sign.
Well, I'd like to know who they think they are.
They might as well have just put my name on that goddamn sign. They really should have. So we're at this...
didn't seem directed at you. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, the moment when I think you lost the guy, the new guy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know exactly. I wonder if you know what I'm thinking.
Okay, the cards.
Yeah.
So he's giving us his business card, and he says, here's my home number on the back, and I said, is your email there? And I'm doing all this stuff. He says, yes, send me your email, and we'll start emailing back and forth. And Mike is going through his wallet, and Mike ends up pulling out this doggy thing, and Mike says to the guy, this is where you could get me. And the guy just looks at it, and I said, hey, let me see what it is. And now as soon as I see it, I laugh. It's a bail bond card.
Oh, man.
And I say, I'm trying to, like, help with the joke. I say,
right.
This is where you can find Mike Weekends.
And there wasn't a lot
and
of laughing.
There was just, you know, cricket time.
Right. Yeah.
Cricket time.
Wow. Yeah, and you were talking about what inspires you and what makes you go and what makes you tick. And then when I looked over at him and I said,
I'd really have to say it's my personal relationship with God.
That didn't go over
that
either.
Wow.
Didn't like that?
No. Well, it was maybe the delivery. I was kind of tired, and it didn't really go well.
I'll tell you another thing he didn't go for, which I thought was just killer.
Mm-hmm.
I had sat through, and poor Mike has sat through this with every one of these jerks that we meet,
right,
where I have to tell them how much I prepare the show, and like I prepare like 3 days in advance,
right,
and telling the guy, I've already got today's show planned out. I'm already thinking about Monday. I'm already thinking about what we're going to be doing on Tuesday, blah, 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 blah. I keep records of all this stuff. I grade the show every day. I try to be objective about it. I think about what we did the same time, blah, 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 blah. And then Mike follows it up and says, because what I've said is, I think here was the lead up. I give this guy the whole spiel on how detail oriented I am.
Right.
I say, by the time we get on the train tonight at 8 o'clock, I will have Monday's show already planned out, except for the weekend stuff, mm-hmm, and I'll be thinking about Tuesday. And Mike says, by the time 8 o'clock rolls around, I'll have planned all of the drinks that I'll be consuming on the train ride home. And the guy...
Yeah, again, it was kind of a
half blast. The guy just...
Yeah.
It, like, he's talking to a rock.
Maybe I should have worn the clown makeup.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, it was a very... interesting morning.
It's been an interesting day, one of the more interesting ones we've had.
Wow. To say the least.
Yeah,
but we are...
I'm glad, I will be very, you know, I'm very glad we're here doing the show now. That's where I feel comfortable and happy.
Yeah, this is where we're the safest.
Mm-hmm.
And at least one of the guys we talked to today, mm-hmm, wants us to come up more often. We'd love to come up to Philly more often.
We do love Philadelphia, it is so much fun to come up to this city. It's a great city, one of the greatest cities in the world.
There's some great hating going on in Philly today, man. Just in the cab ride on the way over, there was some black dude on the street that was, we were at a stoplight, and he was just screaming into his cell phone. He was going, well, mother effer, I say F you, mother effer.
Then we came up on a van, a guy that's in a painting van, and this guy's going, yeah, just take your effing time. F you.
Oh, and then he was mad because the guy in front of him was driving a effing Mercedes.
Even the panhandlers in Philadelphia, coming back from lunch, the guy walks up, and instead of asking for money, he was shaking his change cup, and he was saying, who the F do you think you are? That was his solicitation.
He was.
Who the F do you think you are? And I'm like, hey, all right. And we all stood around. You're not going to get our money now.
No, that's not how you get money. You're a homeless dude.
Right.
Maybe he's the guy who put up the smoking sign.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Who do you think you are?
I don't know. Great record, though, by Bubba Donaldson and the Haywoods.
But it's very, I feel liberated being in the clown makeup today.
Yes, good. For some reason, and I feel the same way. Just now, we're not wearing the wigs.
Mm-hmm.
We just have our faces made up. Mike is made as the sad clown.
Oh!
And I think that I have, how would you describe mine, Robbie? The bozo look, is it?
Yeah, it's very
bozo. Very bozes. Thank you.
You're a little Pennywise. You're a little Pennywise.
A little evil clown?
Yeah. It was funny seeing you before the show with a serious look on your face.
Well, the problem is Lisa was putting, this sounds so gay, Lisa was putting the makeup on,
mm-hmm,
and everybody was making me laugh.
Right.
And she said, stop laughing, or I'm not going to be able to draw on your laugh.
So here's the deal, going back on the train.
Draw on your smile.
Going back on the train tonight, will we keep the makeup on?
No.
I don't think I
No, am. I'm washing it off before the show's over today.
Amen.
But anybody else that wants to come down and support the show and be part of our legacy, come on down.
And you have to be in clown.
No smoking, though. No smoking. Who do you think you are?
Yeah. In clown makeup. You have to be in clown makeup.
Who do you think you are? Although, really, nothing makes the clown face work more than a cigarette.
A cigarette is perfect for
a
clown
prop. It's a great prop for the clown, but I can't do it today because, you know, who do I think I am?
Exactly.
Oh. Who do you think you are?
A cigarette and a cigarette holder.
So we're here, and we're queer, and we're not going anywhere. And we'd love to see you. Like I said, we need the first four people to come down to WYSP at Fifth and Market. We're playing for $500 today with the match game. We'll do that a little later in today's show, a couple of breaks from now. We want to see how many clowns we can get down here in the studio besides you and I. Salt Lake City, day two, and we are still on the air in Salt Lake City.
Wow. It is great to be on in Salt Lake City. We are so happy that we have not had the plug pulled on this program already.
Yeah. Who would have thought that right now I'd say We probably have a better chance of staying on the air in Salt Lake City than we do in Philadelphia.
Wow.
You guys in Philly, you really got to start listening harder.
Yeah.
We really got it. We got to have those ratings, baby.
We sometimes ask for cards, letters. I think I'm going to start asking for cakes.
No, you know, we
send a cake.
We got to be like that guy with the cup out on the street looking for ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Who the F do you think you are? Do you not realize, really, in Philadelphia, when it comes to the rating situation, we are nearly homeless.
Mm-hmm.
We are 6 months away. They are about to terminate our lease.
Yes, they are.
On our timeshare.
You consider this show a going out of business sale.
And
our prices are insane.
I believe that, Robbie, you're maybe a halfway house. Maybe we could move to a halfway house instead of the timeshare we're in right now. But we need some ratings, baby.
Check out our merchandise.
We need the ratings.
It's the same great merchandise that's always been there.
Part of the message that I believe I received today from somebody, and I'm not sure who it was,
right?
Part of the message, and maybe I'm misinterpreting it, is no matter how great you do, forget it.
You're gone.
Wow.
You're gone.
You're out of here.
No, what I think it is that it's a put-up job.
Hello, gentle person.
You douchebag.
You douchebag.
So what's we're disturbed.
Now tell me something honestly before we go to break.
Yes.
Look at me now. I'm going to smile. Hi. Okay. Do my teeth look yellower because I have
white? Well, yeah, because they're white. That always does that.
So do yours.
Hi.
See, normally...
Hi, I'm Pennywise. Come into the sewer with me.
Normally, I would say that we both have average to above average whiteness.
Sure.
Right. I've even used those stupid Crest white strips on my teeth. They were pretty good.
And I've always been fond of the whiteness of my choppers.
They're pretty good. And then, Rob, of course, you love anything white.
Yeah.
So I know your teeth are great. But wearing this clown makeup really makes the teeth look extra yellow.
Yeah, it's very scary, isn't it?
Extra yellow.
Yellow.
So we'll have a prize for anybody that shows up in clown face today.
Right.
We need four people down here, like we're done in half an hour from now, to play the live in-studio version of the match game.
Love to
have you. And we'll get the engineers in here to do the microphones so they're not nutty. Like, although, you know, it's not a bad thing that Rob's microphone's not been turned on today.
So you can hear Rob. Hey, Rob!
Yeah!
Yeah, Rob.
You can hear
him fine.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. That's horrible.
I hit the wrong one.
You know, the thing is,
I was loaded in the wrong machine.
Rob can express many emotions just by bellowing. It's the Rob Speedwagon Band. Hey, Rob, do joy.
Hey!
Do pain.
Oh!
It's very easy.
Do bird.
Clear these lines and get a call. 100 right now, 877-365-3636. Or you call us from Philly, 215-263-ROCK.
Do pain again, Rob.
call now, be the 100th caller. Get a shot at winning $500 with the Secret Sound. Good luck. We're live from Philadelphia. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
The Don and Mike Show. Slap nuts funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank the engineers. We think we got the microphone thing taken care of.
Fantastic.
Let me just work on your... See, you weren't in here when we were doing the microphone stuff.
I was in the bathroom.
There was somebody else in your chair, but I think we got it.
I was in the bathroom.
I think we've got it over there. You talking like Gene Simmons?
It's a put-up job.
Here we are. Listen, we're about to do our little piddly-ass... Pony and Dog Show, the Secret Sound.
You mean Dog and Pony Show?
Yeah, well, I'm dyslexic. And I've stumbled upon probably a memo that I shouldn't have seen. But I am a member of the WYSP staff.
Well, yes, you are.
Who do I think I am?
Right, exactly.
Mike, did you know
that
it's Metallica on WYSP?
I did know it was Metallica.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It's Metallica, 94 WYSP Philadelphia, Howard Stern Mornings, Don and Mike Afternoons. Only the best rock with 94 WYSP. And listeners, right here, I have the Metallica clock.
Hey, there you go.
I haven't. I'm not going to let you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I have all of the secrets of Metallica.
There's Metallica.
Look at that, Rob.
Wow.
Hey!
Look at that. That's terrific.
I've got the Metallica clock.
You hold in your hands Metallica.
The only thing that I will tell you is that every hour at the top of the hour,
yes,
from May 1st till May 31st, disc jockeys will say, it's Metallica. On 94 WYSP Philadelphia, Howard Stern mornings, Don and Mike afternoons, and only the best rock. We're 94 WYSP. I'm not going to tell you when the Metallica giveaway is.
That's good.
If it's a 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, or 00.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to tell you.
Just have to listen.
But boy, oh boy, this is a tightly formatted station.
You know, I haven't seen a clock like that since I was learning about radio history.
I tell you what, though, there's got to be a groovy Metallica Stay Tuned sweeper.
Metallica.
That runs from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
From time to time.
I wish it was Rocktober.
Right.
I like Rocktober, but yeah. Metallica's
well, Metallica
too.
Falls just about 6 months away from Rocktober, and that's pretty cool.
Okay, so let me see. Oh, I see. You play the mandatory Metallica moment, then you play the Metallica record, then that's when you give away the Metallica tickets.
I see. Metallica!
But I can't tell you exactly when it is. That's the surprise for you, the home listener.
Is it frowned on if you stray from the clock?
Anyway, this memo comes from some guy named Gil.
Huh.
Gil. You ever met Gil?
Never met Gil, but stay tuned for Don and Mike Tober.
It is. Don't do that. Because it did. You get that when you hit that thing.
I did it by accident.
But you got that boing, 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 that thing.
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good sound, really.
Yeah.
Eyes wide shut.
I hear our ratings going up already.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'll stop. Boy,
okay.
Really.
Let me see. Wow, it's still going on.
I know
isn't
it is. It's a very sensitive microphone.
Today, WYSP has launched one of the most comprehensive promotions in many moons.
Many moons. Wow.
Metallica will feature endless interview segments, exclusive new music clips, huge giveaways, and tons of voice production pieces by Metallica.
Hmm.
Let me see. Metallica comes to the vet in over the summer, I guess.
Yeah.
Cousin Ed got to go to San Francisco. The giveaways? Wow. To save from having to repeat it in this memo, refer to the liner for giveaway details. Mm-hmm. It's big and the liner is long. How do you handle it?
Wow.
Simple. Go into the liner. This is why they should never have like memos and junk like this.
I know.
It's simple.
Simple. Go into the liner knowing it's got loads of details.
Yes.
And read it with excitement. This is incredible. It's done with energy. You'll be fine. If you're going into it sounding tired, you'll sound really tired by the end. So don't do that.
Metallica.
The winner and the guest must be 18 and over. The music, get ready. Over the next month, we'll play an exclusive song clip from the new album. Mad and Huggy continue mandatory Metallica.
Metallica.
This month it goes by mandatory Metallica. And then it says turn to the next page for the execution. And this is where I
the execution? Someone's going to die?
This is where I expected to see pictures of you and I in with nooses around our necks. But no, it's actually the...
stay tuned for the Don and Mike execution.
This is the WYSP contest that I'm reading about. Yes. They're running all month. And they got a little logo, so it's Metallica. Contest execution. And now, if I'm a disc jockey, the first line of this bothers me. For the most part, it's easy.
Oh, no.
That's how they get you. That's cause for concern right there.
I've included an adaptive clock for the month of May to help you along. The following applies to all jocks, as this format will be the same 24/7
right
over the next 31 days. I guess except during our show.
Right.
And I'm guessing during Howard's show. Or maybe they do it during the commercial break.
I don't know. I'm not sure how it works.
Anyway, happy Metallica to you.
Happy Metallica. Great band.
Right on. And
best I've heard.
Being as the odds are that unless our listeners pull some incredible New England Patriots like comeback in the fourth quarter. Now, let's strike that. Some New York Jets upset of the Baltimore Colts.
Right.
We won't be here beyond September 30th.
So we won't be here for October.
No. So I guess it'll have to be September. Unless our listeners, unless you guys in Philly can rally and give us enough ratings that no matter what happens, they can't get rid of us.
They have to be good.
Then I think we're looking at Don and Mike Burr. Instead of September, it'll have to be or Don and Mikeist for August, right?
Yeah. Or Alanis Morris September.
Don and Mike Ulai. Mike Ulai.
No, that doesn't work.
Don and Mike Un.
Don and Mikeist.
What's that for?
August.
Don and Mikeist. See, that's how I say.
Or Mikeist.
August.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don July and Mike September.
Anyway, happy Metallica, everybody.
Yeah, very much so. I love Metallica. I always love Metallica.
Let's get a call our 100. Let's go to the national lines. Joe, plunk one down, and let's see what's doing here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling for the secret sound.
Yes, and you're the 100th caller. What's your name, my friend?
Ben Patterson.
Ben, where are you from?
Burlington, Iowa.
Hey, Ben, happy Metallica, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
For you, we have five Divids. You've won the special edition Divid Macho Movie 5-Pack with Reservoir Dogs, Maid, and Rambo I, Double I, and Triple I.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Super Bowl Talk 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Each special edition Divid loaded with hours of extra features. And they're courtesy of Artisan Home Entertainment. Now, the secret sound is a common everyday sound. We pay $500. Here are your clues. Yellow, 16 inches. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you have a guess, really?
Yeah, I have a guess.
Oh, good. That's all you really need to play. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Allen Iverson, a.k.a. Jewel Z.
Jules.
Jewel Z.
That's Jules.
You know. Jules. This is like when you thought that Jay-Z was.
Right.
Mike, you did it again and you made all that right. thing go boy, oy, oy, oy,
I know,
oy,
sorry.
Well, who did you think Jay-Z
sorry.
Was?
I'm doing it. I'm starting Monday. It's a new system.
You said it was J2.
It's official.
Remember when she wrote Jay-Z?
You'll take your own?
Remember when she wrote it was Jay-Z and you thought it was J2?
Yeah, I can't read her writing.
So who is it by?
A.I., a.k.a. Jules.
Okay, Jules. Please don't answer to Mike, because it's like Allen Iverson and Godspeed. Hold on a second. That's my fault. Sorry.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. There is the sound. Look, I see people outside waiting to play Magic Game 2003. See some people walking down the street with clown makeup on.
Hey, there we go.
That's pretty good.
For the U2G, the rap game changed for one name. Jules aimed to slay anything on this plane.
Yeah!
Hey!
Yeah! Hey, pretty fly for a white guy.
Thank you.
Wearing clown makeup. For $500. Name it. What's the sound?
Is it a yellow tape measure?
Can you be more specific?
How about the sound of the ruler on it getting snapped back in?
Negative. I want to tell you something.
Oh, we're sorry.
If these boys are playing a game on me, I might have read something wrong, but something was going on.
Yeah.
Mike, this is just like
I want to share that with our listening audience.
Just like when I play poker. You know when I say I got a good hand?
Yes.
And six out of the seven times I did?
I understand.
I want to tell you something. That guy has a good hand.
Very good.
He has a very, very good hand.
So that means that every guest is indeed a clue for you.
Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Put it on hold, please, Joe. And maybe we'll give away the money on Monday. Buzz, I don't know where you can find any weed.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Buzz was holding up a sign.
Right.
And
it says, where's the weed? And I just...
See, Buzz, when we come up to Philadelphia, Buzz is normally just a studio away, and now he's like, well, he's a studio away, but he's about...
And I'm sorry for keeping hitting this microphone. I apologize.
He's about 25 feet away, and if Buzz holds up a sign like a guest, I can't read it, Buzz. I had laser eye surgery, but I still can't read it.
I know.
But anyway, hold it up again. Let me see.
Okay, let me try new lighting.
Let me see.
That helps.
That's close.
Okay.
Not quite close.
I saw it. That's not quite it.
I was lying. Because I knew that you knew.
There you go.
And you knew that I knew.
I know. There's something going on. There's a big game.
Yeah, there is. Wait till you hear our next sound, though.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Even Rob.
That's always big when you guys are already thinking ahead to your next sound.
We were having a little impromptu meeting about the secret sound. And Rob and I, you know, and Rob hates to give it away. Even when we get down like to $100.
Right.
You know, which is nothing for the station to give away.
No, he hates the joy of a listener winning.
But
I hate joy, period.
No,
even Rob is ready for someone to win because the next one is so impossible. We are convinced that unless we give you absolute, write it out for you clues, the next one we could seriously do. If we do this contest every day, once a day, we could run it for 52 weeks and never have a winner.
Wow, really?
That's how impossible.
Is it a clicking sound?
That's fun.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Of course it is, Mike.
Of course it is.
They're a clicking sound and innocuous.
They're all clicking sounds. Okay, we got people showing up for Match Game. We're covered there. We got, if you're coming down, forget about it, because we got Jim and Walt and Rich and Bob. Walt. They're here. We'll play with them in a couple of seconds. I guess Chuck Barris, the mother chucker, was going to come down today.
Yeah.
The reason that we heard he's not here, and this is why I didn't believe it when our sales guy said it the other day.
Right.
Family emergency.
Oh, that's always the excuse.
Yeah. Family emergency. Well, unless I read in the newspaper tomorrow that Chuck Barris' mom is eating a dirt sandwich.
Well, she probably has been anyway.
I'm going to know that's... I don't know if Chuck Barris' mom is dead.
Well, how old would Chuck Barris be? He would be
Chuck
close
Barris,
to 70.
60? 60? How old are you, Buzz? 70?
I'm almost 50.
Yeah, he's he's about 20 years older than Buzz.
There you go.
So I'd say he's about 70.
How old are you, Buzz?
48.
Are you 48?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
No, you got to be older than that. You're kidding me.
Well, 49, I guess. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. See, that's how you know, you did that in a very feminine-like way.
You like that?
I'm not trying to emasculate.
Are you really?
Anyway.
What are you, 48 or 49?
I am 49, yeah. That is correct. Which would be almost 50, actually.
And that's, hey.
Which we were better off when we were there.
We got to have a big, big, big party for Buzz's next one.
Oh, we got to have a big one for my funny, cunny honey when she turns 5-0.
Yeah.
Which I think is, not this year, maybe next year.
After me.
For Buzz, better not do a surprise party.
Do you know, can I tell you how all over the road my wife has been? Let me just tell you very briefly before we have to go to break here. Oh, and happy Metallica, everybody.
Yep. Metallica!
My wife has been driving me nuts, and I think I'm safe talking about this now because she's at this festival for my kid's school this weekend,
mm-hmm.
of which I got to be at tomorrow and
right.
Saturday. Last time, my kid's been going to the same school, third grade through now through his senior year.
Oh, and incidentally, that Apple Blossom Festival,
yeah,
nobody can find out where Dick Van Patten's going to be
huh.
at the Apple Blossom Festival. I'm going to go out there tomorrow, and I'm going to look for him, but if anybody's connected with that Apple Blossom Festival, if they could like let me know
where, in Winchester, Virginia,
like, where Dick Van Patten is going to be
the dunking tank.
So I'm got to do this thing where I'm driving the golf carts tomorrow for the final time.
Right.
This is like the last dad job that I have at my kid's school, which to me has always been the biggest crock. I pay an incredible amount of money, like anybody that puts their kids into a private school knows. You pay an incredible amount of money, and then here's the rub. You pay this ransom, this devil's ransom to send your kid to a good school, and then they got the balls to call you up and ask you for money for a weight room or money for the new library, and they constantly want your time. They constantly want you to donate your time, and you're doing it to allegedly help your kid. Meanwhile, whatever event it is that you're helping out at, your kid's not even there.
Right.
Your kid's out going to the movies with his friends or whatever.
No, this is for adults.
So it's the last weekend I got to do this. And I believe my wife, and I'm going to say this now, and I am pussy whipped and I'm a coward. I'm going to say this with the thought that she's not listening and that she wouldn't call because she... she might have some kind of... Yeah, I'm rolling the dice, Robbie. She might have an inkling as to the type of day that I've had thus far today. My wife is suffering signs of empty nest syndrome because our son, wonderful 18-year-old man-child thing that he is, going to go to college just in a couple of months.
And now empty nest syndrome normally is supposed to take place after the child has left the nest. She's
right.
She's gearing up for it.
Well, it's happening before.
That's a bad sign.
It's well, she was early menopause, right, when nothing works. She was early with, well, I mean, it works, but she had early menopause, like 15 years before she was supposed to get it.
So I thought you were going to say she had it at 15.
No. She had it at 15, we wouldn't have had Bart.
That is true.
So... She's been going nuts. I mean, really recently, she's been driving me crazy. I think I've alluded to this recently when I told you, like, with the I love you. And she says, I know you love me. And
right.
Now, like, when I say to her, I love you, I have to say, I love you, but don't say it back.
It's really bad if you say I love you and you get a, uh-huh.
The other night, she'd gone out to eat with a girlfriend of hers. And she's on the way home. And she calls me to say she's on the way home.
Right.
And I ask you not, this is the tone of voice. I pick up the phone. Now, I'm not the cheeriest answering the phone, but I just give my normal hello. She goes, hi, I'm on my way home. I said, hey, what's wrong? Nothing. Would you stop asking me what's wrong? I said, all right, see you later. And not even a goodbye, just click. So I go, ah, Jesus. I mean, redial, call her back. I go, hey, I'm sorry to be a pain in the ass, but what is wrong?
What's wrong with you?
She said, nothing is wrong with me. She said, how long have we known each other? I said, yeah, 23 years. How long have we been married? Almost 22 years. Whenever there's anything wrong that involves you, do I tell you? I say, yes. She said, well, then what are you worried about? I said, well, I'm worried about whatever it is that's bothering you. You sound like there's something that's bothering you. She says, nothing's bothering me. Click, hangs up. Well, I can't let it go. I pick up the phone and I call her back. I go, now it's driving me nuts. It's not me, but what is it? You know what it turned out to be?
What?
Traffic.
She was bummed out about traffic.
She could have saved herself and me all that aggravation.
Do you think maybe a part of her enjoys making you so crazy?
No. This is involuntary on her part.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like the collateral damage that this causes.
Yeah.
If she had simply said to me from moment one, I'm in a crappy mood because I'm in traffic on M Street, I would have gone, hey, all right, I can relate. You know, see you when you get home.
Right.
Goodbye. So,
when I was married, that used to happen all the time. I would ask. I would never get the answer until I finally got the answer.
Hmm.
I said, what is bothering you? And she said, you.
So, my wife and I,
true,
my wife and I, we've been dancing around this for like a week, okay? I said to her one point yesterday before I left to come to work, I said, I'm tired of walking on eggshells around you. And she said, I don't know why you're walking on eggshells around me. The problem is you. The problem is not me. The problem is your perception of me.
Right.
And stop perceiving the way that I am. I'm fine, and unless I'm not fine, I'll let you know. And if it's something that I'm working on, let me work on it. And, you know, the whole time I'm just thinking, emptiness, emptiness, emptiness. The boy's leaving. But here's the happy end of this. Last night I arrived home, and well, first she did a double reverse fake out on me.
Right.
I walked in the door and she came over, real nice, gave me a nice, big, nice, sexy kiss.
Right.
And then she said, look what I've got. And it was shake and bake.
Oh.
Shake and bake chicken. And, you know, it's a simple
You're a
thing.
Man of simple pleasures.
Simple things that make me happy. Shake and bake chicken and broccoli with cheese.
There you go.
It's like, for me, that's my favorite meal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's me. I eat my boogers.
It's a nice meal. It's a nice BM.
I pick my scabs, and I like my shake and bake, and
right.
I like broccoli and chicken. And I like the broccoli and chicken that comes out of the bag. I like the kind that you microwave. That's what I like.
So both your chicken and your vegetable came out of a bag.
So I'm wondering, this is like a total flip that she's gone out of her way, even though it's really no trouble, she's gone out of her way to make me what I like for dinner. I said, hey, baby, thank you. She said, before you eat that dinner, have you checked your email? And I said, no. And she said, you better go check your email. I said, oh, go what? She said, it has something very important to do with our family. You better check the email. She did this with a straight face. Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, sure. Right? I go upstairs, I get on the AOL, you know, welcome, you know, ask, you've got mail.
Mm-hmm.
So I click on the thing, and it's a giant thing. Let me see if I can pull it up. Give me a second. Hold on a second.
It was a surprise?
Yeah.
Very
sweet.
Ominous.
Very sweet, though.
An electronic mail.
Come on.
But
come
you
on.
Didn't know that until you saw it.
No, I didn't.
You were worried.
AOL, come on. AOL.
And it wasn't a put-up job.
No, it wasn't. Hold on, I'll pull it up here. You're gonna be disappointed when you get to it. But anyway, hold on a second. Oh, my AOL.
Obviously, it means a lot to you because you're pulling it up and you want to share it.
Yeah.
As you wear your clown makeup.
She's been just a turbo bitch to me the whole week. And, I mean, sometimes I deserve it. This week, I don't think I deserve it. Okay, hold on. My screen name.
Well, I mean, if you can be that way, as long as, I guess the moral of the story is you can be that way as long as you make shake and bake chicken.
I
at the end of the rainbow.
My password.
Okay. You douchebag.
Okay.
I don't know why I've got that guy on the brain today.
Sign on. Okay, now I'm signing on. If I deleted this mail, it's going to ruin Metallica if I've deleted this mail.
Metallica won't be the same if we don't get to hear this.
Metallica will be fine.
Right, now it says welcome, AOL mail. Here
welcome.
Here we go. Now we're cooking with grease. Here we go. Get ready for the payoff.
All right, now what? You're saying she's been mean to you, then she makes you chicken and broccoli, your favorite food.
Right, and?
The frugal gourmet. Then,
Mike, don't bust my balls. That's what I like.
I know, it's what you like. So, I'm just trying to pad.
So I pull it up. And it's a thing that says, obviously it's a file. Do you know who sent you this email?
Hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, it's like some kind of document, right? Yeah, so I click on yes, like I am right now.
Okay.
You want to open this email.
All right.
And then listen, this is my cunny honey. Let me read it to you. She's sweet. Oh, she's sweet. It says... Because it's got a picture on the top of it.
Right.
It's got a picture of, like, rabbits and dogs and cats and a big cigar and a big Green Bay Packers logo.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then it says in giant letters, when will you get it through your giant noggin? I have always loved you and always will.
Oh, that's sweet. Wow.
And believe it or not, I even like you. Relax and be happy. You are so bunch of O's loved.
Oh, that's nice.
F.
That's wonderful.
Which is what, you know, means something. No, but that's what she writes. Her name is Frida. And anyway, it was very, very sweet. And,
yeah.
And she totally faked me out of my jock because when I got home, based on all this empty nest crap, I see the nice dinner and then she says, before you eat, you better go upstairs and look at the email about some serious family business. And she had me. She had me.
Yeah.
And then I
sprinted upstairs. And
I go run upstairs. I click on this thing, and it's like encoded. Click here to read the message. And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
So how does it feel?
Oh.
I mean, really. How does it feel?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really great. I'm sorry.
It must be nice to be loved.
It's a good thing that you have the sad clown face on right now.
Nobody loves me.
We love you.
I do.
Hey. Thank you, everybody.
Mike?
Yes?
I got a question for you, though.
Yeah, what?
Who do you think you are?
I won't be smoking, that's for sure.
Who do you think you are? And happy Metallica.
Metallica, everybody.
And I have I know we were running way late, so I'm going to do this very quickly. I have a ransom demand right now.
Yeah.
I am holding the Metallica promotion, kidnapping. I'm holding it hostage here at WYSP. Unless someone allows me to smoke a cigar in the studio, I am going to let the Metallica contest format sheet out on eBay.
There you go.
Okay?
Wow. All right.
With all proceeds going to the Mike O'Mara Divorce Fund.
Thank you very much.
So either let me smoke in the studio or come in and fess up for writing that awful note that might as well have just said, Dear Don A-hole. Come in and tell me.
Freedom!
Otherwise, hello eBay.
Yep.
And your Metallica secrets will be all over the web.
And then that's just it. And then and just send us to Rikers Island.
That's it.
You're
but
gone.
Listen, I'm okay.
You're gone.
No matter what happens, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You get that? She wrote that. When will you get it to
that is
again?
Wonderful.
Now, The day I get that letter from Tim Sabian, that's when I'm going to be a happy man.
There you go. Wouldn't that be nice to get one from him?
Can you imagine that? Dear Don, when will you get it through your giant noggin?
You are so loved.
Okay, a break, and we'll come right back with the Match Game. We'll be right back live from Philly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you hired the entire staff back there.
I know. I did good, huh?
No. This would have been the perfect time to get Miss Sutton's dead wood in the office.
Come on. Phil does a good job.
I don't mean Phil.
Oh, you mean Paula?
I'm not saying that some of these people are useless. They should be cut out of here like cancer. Hello, children. Look at you, all back where you belong. Oh, God, does my heart good. Ah, the whole family is here.
All right, what are you going to start singing?
The Don and Mike Show.
The cure for your anal spasm. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We love Philadelphia.
Amen.
We love WISP.
Yeah. Amen.
We don't want to be fired.
No, we don't.
You guys got to listen.
And you got to tell everybody.
We got to have those Arbotron ratings.
Please help.
We got to have them.
Spread the word. Do you detect a note of desperation in our voices? Sure you do.
I don't.
Because we care.
Except for the engineers. Nobody's come in today to say hello.
No.
I believe something was right that was said to us.
Yeah.
We have officially alienated the entire staff.
We have, and for that we are truly sorry.
For simply doing what the Dixie Chicks did.
Mm-hmm. Speaking out. Speaking our minds, exercising our First Amendment rights.
Except we didn't even talk bad about President Bush.
Right. Nope.
Just about Tim. Jesus.
Well, you didn't.
What?
Did I ever say anything bad about our president like the Dixie Chicks?
No.
Good. I just want to make sure.
No, you never did.
But you did speak out against the Dixie Chicks having crossed eyes.
No, Rob, that was you.
That was you. Oh, and listen, bring the guys in for Match Game.
Yeah.
While they're coming in, did anybody see Bush last night?
Yes.
How goofy was he flying that airplane?
Man, it's a fast jet. Man, that thing. Look at that. Let's land on that deck.
We got four guys come down to play the games today.
Here they are.
Playing for...
Hi, fellas.
Playing for $500.
How you doing?
We turn all the microphones on here, and let's get the intro going.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2003.
Yes. Hi.
With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, friend.
Mike O'Mara.
Whatever.
Michael J. Elston.
Hey, kids.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Rob.
Hi, stars. Hi, Walt. Is it Walt?
Yes, it is.
And Jim? Welcome to Match Game. And Walt and Jim, say hi to the stars.
Hey, Don.
Rob, your microphone is killing me.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Rob, why don't you just...
I'm turning that off.
Let's turn Rob's microphone off. Try that one.
Hi, stars.
That's better.
Much
very good. Walt and Jim.
Why are they all so loud?
You'll be sharing a mic.
Question for you guys. Where are you guys from?
Well, I'm from Philly, 5 minutes away in Port Richmond.
And?
Collingswood, New Jersey.
We're working on this microphone thing, Mike.
Yeah, we'll get it right. Yeah.
We're working on it.
We'll get it right.
Thank you for listening, guys. And hi, Buzz.
How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
See, I can't even make mine go,
oh, no. What's up, Doc? How you doing?
God, these levels are effed up. We're doing the best we can today.
There's a wonderful warmth on the microphones.
I just tried some. That's worse.
Don't do that, Mike. Don't touch it. Please don't screw with it.
That's better, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, that's better.
No.
It isn't?
No.
Well, I mean, I just put it back to where it was.
That's perfect. No.
There we go.
Let's play the game. Rob, let's play the game.
All right, first, guys, let's say hi to our stars first. A recent graduate from the Ringling Brothers Clown College and the NFL insider that kept everyone in the loop on NFL draft day. It's Larry Michaels' sidekick. Hi, Don Geronimo.
Hey, never have I been prouder. Hi, Rob.
He loves to sing. He loves to dance. Well, heck, he loves to make people happy. He's an award-winning mimic, and he's appeared in 13 of the American Film Institute's 100 greatest movies of all time. Hello, Mike O'Mara.
Blow it out your starfish, Rob.
Thank you so kindly. I'm just back from a trip overseas with the USO where he entertained the troops with his lively mix of news and views. He's a lover, not a fighter. Hi, Buzz Burbank.
I want to tell you, hi.
He's wild, everybody. He's wild.
Wild.
We are joined now, stars, by Walt and Jim. Walt, Jim, I'm sure you remember flipping a coin backstage. Walt, you won that flip, so you will go first. Do you know how to play the match game?
I do.
Very good, Walt. I need you to pick A or B.
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 I know you said you're from Philly, 5 minutes away.
Right.
Where are you from, sir? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
Collinswood.
You.
About
right up to the microphone, real close.
About 20 minutes over the bridge.
Gotcha. Thank you. Huh? Thank you. We do appreciate your patronage.
Very good. And Walt, here is your clue. Please don't answer until we ask for it.
Robbie, I got to mention that these guys are playing for $500 from Cinemax.
Ooh.
So you can buy, if it's a TV, but you know what you could buy, really? A hooker. If you wanted to.
Did you say hooker?
You buy a hooker, you buy some drugs.
Not a hooker.
You could buy some booze. Buy anything you want. $500 from Cinemax. Guys, do you like our clown makeup?
It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
You would be the first outside people to actually come in and take a look at the clown makeup.
Let me try something on both of you guys, okay? Here we go. All right, didn't work. All right, sorry.
It worked.
How about this? You're dead.
No, that's not working. They're not responding to the clown makeup.
Do we want to be evil clowns? Do we come off as evil clowns?
No.
Okay. All right, Robbie, let's play the game.
Very good, Walt. Here is your clue, so please listen carefully.
Listen
carefully.
Listen to me now.
Listen. It's a lady. Okay, lady. Ready? Are you ready, Walt? You can always tell when it's springtime at the Joe Ardinger household. Yes, you can. Joe's girlfriend is planting fresh flowers, and Joe is blanking the grass. You can always tell when it's springtime at the Joe Ardinger household. Joe's girlfriend is planting fresh flowers, and Joe is blanking the grass.
I'm in. Are you in, Buzzy?
I'm in.
And that's it. It's just the three of us, right? Hold on. Now we're going to try Rob on microphone number one.
I have a new microphone now. How's that?
Hold on. Let me turn it on.
It's almost like having...
How about now?
No? Lane's still no good.
How about now?
Lane's working his ass off on it.
He is.
No,
still not?
No, still very hollow.
Yeah.
You know what we need is a Sony ECM-51. That's what Rayburn used.
There you go.
Lane, let's just go back to the way it was.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Everybody move around.
Thank you. And Lane, incidentally, will you just say hi on the microphone for a second?
On the hollow mic? Or
yeah, that's fine. Thanks for being the only person that works here that actually said hello to us today.
Nice to see him, isn't it?
Thank you, Lane. Okay, we're ready, Rob.
All right, the stars are in. Walt, you can always tell when it's springtime at the Joe Ardinger household. Joe's girlfriend is planting fresh flowers, and Joe is blanking the grass. What say you?
Smoking the grass.
That's probably a good answer.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Don?
Well, Robbie, you know me.
Yep.
Yes.
Smoking the grass.
Smoking.
And there's a match. How about you, Mike?
I said smoking.
Smoking in a picture of Joe. How about you, Buzz?
I said smoking.
Wow.
Well, you had
Joe.
3 for 3. It doesn't get much better than that. Jim, step up. You've got some work to do, so here we go. Jim, did you know that USA Today's Craig Wilson still writes his weekly column in old-fashioned longhand? Did you know that?
I didn't care.
Yeah, you didn't care, but you didn't know. It's true. And when he makes a mistake, he never uses whiteout. He uses blank.
Okay. All right, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
It's so nutty.
Nutty, baby. You know that USA Today's Craig Wilson still writes his weekly column. It's called The Final Word, you know. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's on Wednesdays. He writes it in old-fashioned longhand. It's true. And when he makes a mistake, he never uses whiteout.
I'm in like Cheryl Lynn.
He uses blank. Don is in. Mike, are you in?
I'm in like Errol Flynn.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Very good.
Oh, we're all ready, Robbie.
Very good, Jim. USA Today's Craig Wilson still writes his column in old-fashioned longhand. It's true. And when he makes a mistake, he never uses whiteout. He uses blank. What does he use?
Is number 3.
Number 3. Very good. And the proper speak. Don, what say you?
I had a variety of answers, Rob. I had number 3.
Yes.
DNA.
Yes.
And jizz.
Yes, that's 3 matches, but he only gets 1 point. How about you, Mike?
I said DNA.
Is that Craig?
That's Craig.
I love when you draw a picture.
Mike always draws a picture to go along with his answer.
How
Thank
about
you very
you,
much.
Buzz?
Number 3.
Number 3. We've got a tie ball game, folks.
All right.
Very, very good.
That's you guys who know what they're doing.
Jim, stay at the mic. We'll let you go first this round. And Jim, I need you to pick A or B.
A.
A.
A. Here we go, Jimmy.
Hey, microphones. Hey.
Hey. Talk show host G. Gordon Liddy has a birthday coming up. Think that's exciting? We decided to get him something, a nice gift that he could actually use. So we got him a blank.
I'm in.
Already in, though.
I'm in.
All right. Are you familiar with Mr. Liddy's work, Jim?
No, but I have an answer.
Okay, very good. Talk show host G. Gordon Liddy has a birthday gift. I'm sorry, has a birthday coming up. We decided to get him a gift that he could actually use. So we got him a blank. Are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
Oh.
I believe the panel is in, then.
Look at that. Your panel is ready, Robbie.
Very good, Jim. We got a birthday gift for G. Gordon Liddy, a gift he could actually use. We got him a blank. What say you?
Casket.
A casket. Don, do you have Liddy's casket?
God damn, I don't know if you're spying on my answers, but...
Wow, yes, even the I same do. Phrase, casket.
Yes, I do, casket.
What do you say, Mike?
I used a different term, coffin.
Coffin, do you have something to stop my coffin? That's two for
match.
Two. How about you, Buzz?
I don't know if this matches or not. I said burial plot.
Not a match.
No.
Not a match.
No.
And, Walt, this would be a wonderful chance for you to do some catching up. So here we are. Listen carefully. Planning is underway. Actually, I need to move on. That is not an appropriate question for round one. Sorry about that. This fall on CBS, Patricia Heaton stars in the new high-tech Hollywood drama, CSI, Blank Scene Investigation.
Okay. Now, you know we can't really use...
I know. You have to be artful here. This fall on CBS, let you read along with me here, Walt, Patricia Heaton stars in the new high-tech Hollywood drama, CSI, Blank Scene Investigation.
I'm totally in.
Don is in. Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
And Buzz is in. Very good. So we need an answer from Walt. Walt, this fall on CBS, Patricia Heaton stars in the new high-tech Hollywood drama, CSI, Blank Scene Investigation. What do you say? No, don't actually say it. You can...
Perhaps semen.
Semen you can say.
Semen.
I just...
What? Oh, that was an interesting choice there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I guess would be C... Space, M-E-N.
C-M-E-N.
Semen.
Like C-SPAN.
Right.
Right, right.
What say you, Don?
No, I say... See this word? That's C-U in Toledo.
That's a good answer,
that's
though.
That's a C-U in Toledo. You know, scene
very good.
Actually, in that, you could even have used casket. At least that starts with a C. How about you, Mike?
I said Cunny Scene Investigation.
That's a good answer, but not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I had C-U in Toledo.
Ah, very good. No match there.
Sorry about that.
And Jim moves up, so Walt, you stay at the mic, and I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is.
And Rob?
Yes.
You know, I think what would help is your mic technique.
You think?
You perhaps would move that microphone a little bit.
Yeah? To where?
Well, where it sounds good. You have headphones on, you big flat-headed dope.
Thank you very kindly.
That's better. Robbie, that's better.
You like that?
Thank you.
I need you to pick A or B. I need you to pick A or B. I'm Rob.
Somehow that's made even better by your clown makeup.
Thank you.
And here we go. I'm so sad. Here we go. Here is your clue. The Broyhills. You had a chance to meet him in the hallway. The Broyhills are very eager for their wedding day to get here. And to celebrate the occasion, Lisa is throwing a wedding shower. Charlie is throwing blank.
Oh. I'm so in.
I'm in.
What a pleasure to look back and see Charlie actually laughing at the own clue. The Broyhills are very eager for their wedding day to get here. And to celebrate the occasion, Lisa is throwing a wedding shower. And Charlie is throwing blank. Don, you're in?
Yeah.
Mike?
I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Forgive me. And Buzz?
I'm in.
And Walt, I need an answer. What is Charlie throwing? The Broyhills are very eager for their wedding day to get here, and to celebrate the occasion, Lisa is throwing a wedding shower.
Oh, I didn't realize Charlie's in the room.
Charlie's in the back.
And Charlie is throwing blank. Any answer will do.
A fit.
I've seen it happen.
There you go.
Seen Charlie throw a fit before.
Good answer.
Don, do you have a fit over there?
No, I have his feces.
Oh, not a match.
Feces is what a monkey would do.
Yeah,
we've often referred to Charlie as the monkey. Monkeys throw their own feces.
I understand it. Now, how about you, Mike? That must be what the judges were looking for.
I said his poo in a picture of Charlie.
Oh, I'd like to save that one if you may. It's a good picture. Lovely picture.
Looks like that girl from an Extreme Makeover who needed the... The lip job.
Thank you. All right, very good. Move on. I said his feces.
Very good. No match there. Hey, look at this. Jim has already cinched the victory. Jim, we will see you.
Hey, way to go, Jim.
Very good.
Congratulations.
Good work, Jim.
How did you do that so fast?
He has five, and Walt finished the round with three. We can play another clue if you want, but he's already won it.
No, that's okay. I mean, it's funny. It'll save us more time later in the show.
Amen.
Wow, okay. Well, then, hold on. I got to give him something.
Yes, or he'll throw a fit.
Has Charlie Broyhill? Has WYSP supplied us with any fantastic party gifts today?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, we did ask. Didn't we ask in advance for...
We did.
I think somewhere I have an email from Tim saying Lollapalooza tickets. Huh. So...
Well, we'll see if we can track those down. Does that sound good?
You want to go Lollapalooza?
Sure.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Where's that memo? Let me see about Metallica.
Yeah. Oh, no. Go to the one you're holding hostage, is that it?
Yeah.
Metallica's chock full of prizes.
It is.
Let me see.
Buzz sounds like he's talking from underneath the sofa.
That's where I am.
He's hiding.
Give me a second here.
It's very comfortable here.
I don't understand. There seems to be some inconsistency with the mic levels.
I'm sorry. I'm not hearing it.
Hold on. I'm looking for... Hey, you see any... I'm trying to
find the Metallica stuff.
Hmm. You trying to find a Metallica tape?
It's Metallica! Thanks, Billy. You treat us good, man.
94 WYSP.
No, that's just for mandatory Metallica.
Yeah.
Where's the thing for the... Oh, you got the contest?
I don't know.
Hold on, let me see what this is.
It's right next to the microphone.
Will you stop that?
I'm sorry.
Stop it, please.
Such a warmth.
The assault to St. Anger starts now.
It is James from Metallica.
It's another mandatory Metallica moment.
Exclusively on 94 WYSP.
Right.
Lars, I heard about 30 new songs were recorded for the new CD, St. Anger. However, the public's only...
This is like Cousin Ed interviewing.
Yeah, Metallica. That's right.
He flew out to do it.
Every single song Metallica.
And that doesn't work for us.
No.
Listen, I tell you what. Downstairs, go through the glass doors. One, two, third door on your right, where there are all kinds of plaques saying, like, Program Director of the Year. That's Tim Sabian's office. You've won Metallica stuff.
Very good.
From WYSP. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. And you know who's really the winner there is Jim, because we'll see him again in final match.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Jim. Gentlemen.
All right, Jim, go have a seat. We'll see you in a second.
That's good.
Well,
and while you're down that office, take anything you want.
Any two plaques.
I'm fond of the Program Director of the Year plaque.
I like that one.
That's the one that I have my eye on.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I also like the autographed picture of Opie and Anthony that's down there.
That's the one that's still up there.
Nice. Yeah, the one that's right behind him.
Who wants to play foosball?
That thing's still here too, Bo.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's break.
Let's do that. It's a strange day in Philadelphia.
Let's go outside and smoke, because that's who we think we are.
We think we are.
And when we come back, we got two more guys who are nice enough to come down and join us here. 94 WYSP, part of our legacy. It's Rich and Bob, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And I've got this right, Rob, then Rich and Bob play each other, and then they play the winner of Jim versus Walt.
Yeah, the winner of Rich and Bob will play Jim.
Okay, all right. And then
somebody, we got it all figured out now.
Somebody wins $500, and then somebody wins $100 on top of that if they want to do the super match thing.
And we're still welcoming clowns.
Yeah. Now, I've seen a couple of people on the street. As I look out on Fifth, I saw a family come down the street, and I don't know if it was for our show
right,
or if it was just one of those things where it's a nice day in Philadelphia, and like there's face painting going on.
A family of clowns.
But there were a couple of clowns that were walking by. We're looking for as many clowns as possible to join us here at the WYSP studios.
Put on your clown makeup. Come down here.
Come on!
Hold on, let me see.
Good when the program get the same effect with just a nice piece of lipstick.
Try a local line here. Hello? WYSP?
Yeah, use lipstick.
And toothpaste.
WYSP? Hello?
Say that you're Cousin Ed.
Well, that's just rude.
WYSP?
Hi, I just want to say we're so glad that it's on the mic in Philadelphia.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very much. That's sweet of you to say that.
Nice. We'll tell them.
We need to keep them here. I'm from D.C., but I just moved back home here. But they're just the best. They're the only reason I listen to YSP.
We'll tell them. Happy Metallica.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Very nice.
I don't have access to all of the telephones. The only phones that I have access to are the 215 area codes.
You're like a kid that stays late for detention, and they lock up the school, and now you're playing in all the teachers' offices.
We'll tell them.
WYSP.
Here.
Well, if anything, they got to be loving all the mentions I'm giving them today.
Metallica. How many times have we said that?
And listen to this. You get this great sound?
When you
I know you love that.
Hello, WISP.
Hello?
Oh, no, it's not going to work if everybody just hangs up. Yeah. Boogie check. Boogie check. Boogular check.
Hello?
Oh. Boogie check.
Hello?
What is it, like eight guys in a row just hanging up? You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Happy Metallica, gentle person.
There is one
Welcome
guy.
Welcome to the city known as the Legacy.
We're delighted to be here.
Yeah, guys. We love it here.
Thanks. You know, you mentioned earlier that everybody in town seems to drop the F-bomb at the drop of a hat. Well, there used to be a guy who used to sell effing pretzels after the end of the Flyers games.
Really? I mean,
that's what they were called? That was the brand name?
Yeah, he used to stand out there and sell them. Effing pretzels. Get your effing pretzels.
You guys got to get these effing pretzels.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, WYSP.
Hey, is Don and Mike on?
This is us. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You know what this is like? Now it's like we're doing a local show.
Very, very exciting.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yo, good stuff, man. Good stuff being on 94.1.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Huh?
What can we do for you?
What can we do for you? Yeah, I just want...
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. No, I mean, WYSP, hello.
Don Mike, this is Chris from Philly.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
What you guys were planning to do to try to boost your ratings in Philly?
We're doing it now.
It's pretty much for the entire summer clown makeup.
I wasn't sure if, like, you know, when you guys were in New York or whatever, and then you started that feud right before, and then you added what's her name to the show.
Now, see, all of that was just circumstantial stuff that happened around the same time. That, yeah. None of that was planned. Our feud with the guys that Tim still has the autographed picture of, that wasn't planned. And Leah,
very, very exciting, though. Before the end of the summer, look for either Don or myself. One of us will actually become a woman.
Hello, WYSP.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, now your secret's out.
I'm sorry. It was just such a great idea that you had that I had to share it.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
You know the difference between you and the regular disc jockeys at YSP?
Okay.
Now, this sounds like it could be an interesting comment
either very
coming.
Funny
either
or...
very funny or very cruel.
Go ahead.
You answer the phone.
Okay.
Wow. Kind of a combination of both.
Glad you're part. Right. And I'm also glad you're part of Legacy.
Thank you, my friend.
Part of the getting a lot of love from Philly right now.
Yeah, sure we are.
Very nice.
Tell the ratings company. Tell the ratings company. We got a break. Thanks for the calls, Philadelphia. Match game part two coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Didn't you ever give anybody anything just for the pleasure of it? You know, something you didn't want anything in return for?
Sure, just yesterday I gave my friend Jimmy something.
Now that's fine. What'd you get him?
A sock in the head.
I meant charity.
I didn't charge him nothing.
I meant something for the joy of giving.
I enjoyed it.
America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
Now, one by one.
You know, it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
One by one, the staff that we had told we had alienated is making their way into the studio.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. I'm feeling some, I'm feeling the Quan, actually.
Let me just say that I think it's a helmet issue. That all of the people, with the exception of the engineers,
mm-hmm.
that have come in to say hi.
Yes.
And they've all had vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me just say that there's been, except for the engineers,
right.
Not one penis has come in this room today.
We are so appreciative.
Except for our penises.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I'm really bringing this up is the fact that I don't want Alan Limewand to think that we've forgotten about him today.
There you go.
Oh,
so penis. Penis, that's for Alan Limewand.
That entire statement you just made was based on saying penis.
So I was just having a chat with our producer, Charlie, mm-hmm. you know, as I'll sometimes do. I'll say, well, what do you think?
Right.
Because Charlie tells me the truth. He thinks, normally he says, well, you suck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Today
right.
he said, a lot of Philly stuff in today's show. I said, well, yeah, we're in Philadelphia.
Right.
And well, what he does, see, I know how you work, Charlie. I know. You say that, and you make me think, which makes me think, I better not forget about our home,
right.
Washington, D.C., which made me say, penis.
Because penis was something that our general manager at home, Alan Limewand, was really freaked out about.
Very upset.
Right.
Took issue.
Very upset.
On behalf of everybody up here in Philadelphia, we say to Alan down in Washington, penis.
And Charlie also pointed out to me that this entire week has been very inside, very behind the scenes. And I'm down with that.
I am too, homie.
I'm fine with that. And what I like is, who's the broad who just came in here?
Oh, you know her.
Does anybody remember her name? She's nice.
Very nice. There were two girls that came in.
Kim.
Kim.
No, well, Kim was the second girl. Are you talking about Kim when she came in?
So. Kim comes in to say hi. Listen, I'm the reason that the banner's not outside. I'm sorry. I didn't think you guys would care. And I said, no, we're just goofing around that.
Right.
And then as she was walking out, Mike looks at me and says, you sure do look stupid with that makeup on your face. Look in the mirror, pal.
Well, you were giving her that kind of look that's like, you know, hi, how are you? And it just looked funny with the clown makeup, you know? Because it's like you can't be credible with that. That was Kim, and the girl that came in first is Sherry.
Ah.
Sherry's getting married, and I'm going to her bachelorette party.
Wow.
I'm going to wear a dress.
Let's play round number two of Match Game now.
Let's.
Okay. You're doing that thing with the microphone. You're killing me.
I'm not. It's just you're really riding the levels, aren't you?
Because you are not stationary.
No, but I am. I am stationary.
If you stay stationary, I will leave you. I will leave the level where it is.
Okay. It sounds like it's a little hot right now.
I'm not touching it.
Check 1, 2.
See, my hands are off.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Robbie, who are we playing the game with now?
Hi, stars. We have Rich and Bob. Rich, step up to the microphone, please.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Rich. Where are you from, my friend?
Claymont, Delaware.
Would you please tell everybody what you think our clown makeup is starting to wipe off? What do you think of our clown makeup?
Guys look a little wacky today.
Yeah, wacky be the word we were looking for.
And, you know, we wore it because the whole message to the people around here was, you know, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, I think, yesterday when you guys were talking about it.
Yeah.
Do you think the clown makeup is covering the fact that we're a little pissed off?
I think that's making a statement that you guys are pissed off.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend. Nice meeting you. And who else do we have, Robbie?
We have Bob.
Hi, Bob.
What's up?
How about you, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Bomber Bob.
Bomber Bob.
I don't know why the ratings are so bad. I mean, six of us showed up outside.
There you go.
Bob, where are you from, sir?
Westchester. It's like 40 minutes from here.
Hey, what do you do, Bob?
I own a lawn care franchise.
Yeah, we want to plug?
Yeah, Custom Care Lawn Service.
There you go.
Now, when you show up at some of your older clients that do you have any elderly people that you cut the lawn for?
No, we don't cut. We just fertilize.
But you just,
I saw an old guy today.
But you sound like were you wearing the porn star shirt when?
No, I put this one in the car on the way down.
Okay, very good.
What do you think?
Shirt.
What do you think of our clown makeup?
I looked in, I didn't know he really had it on earlier. When I looked at him, I'm thinking, God, he is old. He's got gray eyebrows.
Thank you.
We're going to have fun with Bob, I can tell.
Yes, we are. Robbie,
yes.
let's play this game.
All right, hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Hey. Two new contestants. Let's see if they spell semen with a C. Rich, step right up to the microphone, please. And don't be shy about getting close. I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is.
B.
Very good. Oh, you know what? This is funny. This is a clue about me. And it goes like this. Rob Spiewak has stated that he likes his women the way he likes his eggs. I guess that means he likes his women blank.
Amen.
Buzz is in. Let me read it again. Rob Spiewak, that's me, has stated that he likes his women the way he likes his eggs. I guess that means he likes his women blank. Here's the clue if you'd like to read it, Rich. Our normally unflappable panel seems stumped.
Do you have an answer?
I don't have an answer yet. No, I don't.
I know what the judges want.
All right, I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm not in yet.
Mike is not in.
All right, I'm in.
Mike is in. Very good. Rich, Rob Spiewak, that's me, has stated that he likes his women the way he likes his eggs. I guess that means he likes his women blank. What say you, Rich?
Oh, wait, I'm in. I'm changing mine before he does it. Okay.
Okay, very good.
Rob, I'd have to say battered.
Battered. Wow.
You should be over here with makeup on.
I didn't even think it would go to that direction. But, did you match up on battered, Don?
No, Rob, I said runny.
Runny. Well, you know what?
Just because it rhymed with cunning.
Any port in the storm, I guess. No match there. How about you, Mike?
I didn't say battered, but I did say beaten.
There you go. Yeah.
Beaten. That's a match?
What do the judges say? Judges say it's a match.
That's a match.
How about you, Mike?
It's a match. I said beaten.
There you go. Very good.
Although
the answer I was looking for is white.
What?
I'm kidding, of course. Kidding, of course. Bob, chance for you to catch up here. Oh, this is good, because he played in Philadelphia as well as D.C. Guess what?
What?
I saw NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen at Home Depot the other day. Stop it. He was buying 4 gallons of paint and a power washer.
That's true.
Right. I said, what are you buying those supplies for, Sonny? He told me he wanted to make his blank look as good as possible.
All right, there it is.
He was buying 4 gallons of paint and a power washer. I said, Sonny, what are the supplies for? Told me he wanted to make his blank look as good as possible. Don, are you in? As if I didn't know?
No, I'm not.
Oh, really?
No cheating.
I don't know what the judge is.
I'm in.
You familiar with Sonny Jurgensen? Bob?
Used to play for the Eagles.
For the Redskins. He's an NFL Hall of Famer. Wonderful, good-looking man. Broadcaster at our home station, WJFK.
I'm in.
He was a good-looking young quarterback in his day.
He was indeed, Rob.
I'm in with a very bad answer.
Always look forward to that. Is the panel right?
Buzz, there's an obvious answer. Yeah, Rob.
I was pointing you.
Okay, and Bob, here's your clue again. Guess what? Saw NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen at Home Depot the other day. He was buying 4 gallons of paint and a power washer. He said, what are the supplies for? He told me he wanted to make his blank look as good as possible. What say you, Bob?
I guess I'm going to go with the answer you shout out.
Teeth.
Well, 4 gallons of paint for Sonny's teeth. Don, do you have Sonny's teeth?
See, I knew the answer was teeth.
Oh, so you're doing the reverse double smoke screen here.
So I said, what is it he got again?
4 gallons of paint and a power washer.
Oh. Shaved, hairless ass. That makes no sense.
Thank you for doing that.
But not a match.
You know, from a comedic standpoint, we needed an answer like that.
I knew it was teeth was what you were looking for.
Right. And
paint for his ass. How about you, Mike?
Rob, I said teeth.
Oh,
I didn't
there's
come
a match
up with the
right there. And Buzz?
I forgot about Sonny's teeth. I said lawn.
Lawn.
No, he's not retarded.
You getting enough air over there, Buzz?
No, I'm not.
And he's got the microphone that works perfectly.
Exactly.
That's true, naturally. Bob, we'll need you to stay at the microphone since you're behind.
I think mine's working fine.
Can you stop that?
I'll stop it, I'm sorry.
Can I need you to pick Bob, A or B?
B.
Here we go. Oh, this last one is about that. Last one was about me. Here's one about another one in the room. Here's your clue. Mike O'Mara finally gets his big Hollywood break. Finally.
Divorce.
No.
Stop.
From the makers of X-Men and X2, Mike O'Mara stars in X blank.
I'm in.
Oh.
I'm in.
Mike O'Mara finally gets his big Hollywood break. From the makers of X-Men and X2, Mike O'Mara stars in X blank. You going to go see the X2 movie this weekend, Bob?
I guess so. Well, is there
I guess you have to. Yeah. So I didn't mean to stump you with such a tough question.
All right.
Don, are you in? He's still working. Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Very good. Don in?
Yes.
Very good, Bob. Mike O'Mara, seated to your left, finally gets his big Hollywood break. From the makers of X-Men and X2, Mike O'Mara stars in X blank. What's your answer?
Gotta be Lax.
X Lax.
Well, you see, I thought the answer you're looking for is ex-wife.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you have ex-wife?
No. And because I thought you were going to say ex-wife, I said ex-colon, ex-liver, or ex-heart.
Wow. No match there.
No. Ex-colon?
Bob, that's a great answer.
Mike said diverticulitis.
Well, you know, Bob is a very smart guy because I also said ex-lax.
No kidding.
Wow,
great match.
Absolutely.
Good job. How about you, Buzz?
I said ex-lax.
Hey, there it is.
Look at that.
You mean right. Excellent.
You mean nobody knew that the answer was supposed to be ex-wife?
Ex-wife? I didn't even know that. Maybe that's why I've been married twice.
Okay, Rich.
Ha-ha.
Good chance for you to catch up here because you are one behind and your question reads as follows. Poor Charlton Heston. You something you want to share over there? Poor Charlton.
No, never mind. It's like,
what is Charlie doing back there?
No, as I crumple up my answers,
yes.
I've been shooting them a la basketball. basketball
right.
into a trash can.
Right.
And I believe I've missed a few more than I've made. So what he's done is every time that I shoot, he moves the trash can closer to me. And I just turned around to make the shot, and...
It's at your feet?
Here it is. Right here. You missed, Mike.
Damn it.
Right here.
Damn it.
Anyway,
damn
it. Robbie.
Are you ready, Rich?
Yeah.
Listen carefully. Poor Charlton Heston. You familiar with the man?
Sure.
Ah, yes.
Right.
At one time, he played Moses on the silver screen. Now, the only commandment he tries to obey is, thou shalt not blank.
Oh, I'm in.
Poor Charlton Feeble Heston. At one time, he played Moses on the silver screen. Now, the only commandment, and that's in quotation marks, he tries to obey is, thou shalt not blank.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Don is in.
I'm in.
Mike is in.
Mike is also in.
Very good. Rich, you are down by one right now. What is your answer? Thou shalt not... Screw.
Screw? No, he's not.
Too old. He's an old man.
You know why I like these games? Because I even like the bad answers.
Yeah.
I really do.
He came down from Mount Sinai with a big tablet. Said, thou shalt not screw. Poor Mrs. Heston. Don, do you have Chuck Screw over there?
No, I said, thou shalt not die.
Ah, oh, die.
Die. Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said, thou shalt not wet thy pants.
Thank you for writing it biblically.
You're welcome.
How about you, Buzz?
I said, thou shalt not die.
Oh, no match there. And oh, we've got a tight game here, gentlemen. Rich is at 2. Bob is at 3. Rich, step up, and I need you to pick A or B.
I think I'll go with B again.
B it is.
B.
And here is your answer. Hey, planning is underway for Bob Hope's 100th birthday party. It's exciting, isn't it?
That's a good start right there.
Including a special custom cake. But no candles on this cake. No, instead it's going to be decorated with 100 blanks.
Oh, I'm in.
Don is in. Planning is underway for Bob Hope's 100th birthday party, including a special custom cake. Instead of candles, it'll be decorated with 100 blanks. Now, Rich and Bob, I want you to know very carefully that whoever wins this round goes on to a final match. So it's important we get your best answers here.
Playing for $500 from Cinemax. Cinemax, the biggest hit movie varieties and the fewest repeats of premium TV. For more information, go to the website Cinemax.com. You in, Mike?
I'm in.
Mike is in. Buzz, are you in?
I'm in. Yes.
All right. Thanks for the memories. Planning is underway for Bob Hope's 100th birthday party, including a special custom cake. Instead of candles, it's going to be decorated with 100 blanks. What do you say, Rich?
I have to go with... I think he's got big ears, so I'm just going to say big ears.
100 yeah. big ears.
Yeah. yeah. All right.
That's wild. Isn't that wild?
That may be your dropping point right there.
Long trip in for you today, Rich?
I just got off of work.
Yeah.
All right, that's okay.
Stopping by perhaps on the way home. How about you, Don? Do you have Bob Hope's big ears?
No, I said 100 crosses.
100 crosses.
Yeah. You know the kind you put in the ground. With
right. right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, like yeah. a headstone. No yeah. match there. Don, I mean, Mike, rather, do you have big ears?
Kind of on a similar theme. I said, no, 100 shovelfuls of dirt.
Good picture
wow.
of Bob.
Wow, dude. There we go. I'm underground.
How about you, Buzz?
I said... Tombstones,
possibly a match with Don, but no match with Rich. Bob, you're in the lead. You're going. You know,
hold on, that tombstones. Now, are we going to give him tombstones?
He said ears.
No, ears.
Oh, ears.
I said buzz match for
you. Buzz match. I'm sorry.
That's known as inter-panel matching, but I'm sorry. Yeah. No points for that. Bob, you're in the lead, so you are going to final match. Bob versus Jim in final match.
Congratulations,
Bob. Now, Rich, hold on. Step up here, Rich. You're a good contestant. You're a good guy. Where do you work? You came right from work today?
Yeah, I actually work at Marshall Labs with DuPont on Grace Ferry Avenue.
There you go. Well, we do have for you from 94 WYSP Lollapalooza tickets. And, don't tell anybody, come over to my side of the board very quickly.
Very special prize.
The gift of knowledge.
The secret to the whole Metallica.
See the Metallica clock?
Yes, it does.
You see that?
Yes.
See right there?
Yeah.
That's when they give away the tickets.
Wow.
Okay?
All right.
That's between you and me.
Very good. Yeah.
Surprise. I just showed him the secret Metallica format clock.
There you go. You can win again.
So now you know, like, when the show's over tonight, when Matt and Huggy are on? You just call in at that time. You don't have to listen the whole hour.
From wherever you are.
Now you know. All right, get out of here, you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
That means it'll be Jim and Rich.
No, Jim and Bob.
We just got rid of Rich.
Right.
So it's Jim Bob when we come back.
Right.
From Philadelphia on WYSP, Joe.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better art support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Let me see. We want to thank Jennifer, who's one of the salespeople here at YSB,
right,
Philadelphia, where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Don and Mike, my clients at Philadelphia Coca-Cola are excited to hear you're coming to town. They asked you to give you this stuff. And very nice Coca-Cola golf shirts and mugs and everything except Diet Vanilla Coke. So yeah. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. No. But
do they sell it up here?
Oh, they sell it everywhere, Robbie. They sell it everywhere.
Well, it's the Coca-Cola Classic that we received.
Yeah, and we thank them, but it's not what I drink. and, Mike, I apologize about the makeup thing.
Yeah, you scared me when you came back without clown makeup on. I was shocked.
I was in the John. Buzz will vouch for this. Yes. I was in the John. I had just, you'll be horrified to know this, that I got done going number one. And then I was just reflecting on the day. And before I even washed my hands, I just started to rub my face.
Yeah.
I got done going number one.
The face rub. The stressed out face
and
rub.
And I was just doing this and just going, oh, Tim. And then all at once I thought, oh, wait, hold on.
Right.
Hands just by genitals, wash hands.
Right.
So I go and I put my hands under the water and I look up in the sink and I see in the mirror and the stuff is just the makeup is just smeared all over my face.
So you got it all off there and I'm going to do it the next break.
Yeah, I got it off.
Clown show over.
Yeah. Let's get on with Match Game because we do have a good bunch of guys that came down to play today. Let's meet the rest of the guys. Yeah, bring them on in, and then let's introduce ourselves as well.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2003.
Here we go.
Three. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
I'm a clown.
Michael J. Elston.
Oh.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Rob.
Hello, stars.
Guys are playing for $500 in cash from Cinemax. You'll get a chance to win $1,000 extra. Everybody gets Lollapalooza tickets. And Robbie, if I'm not wrong, Jim won the first round.
Right.
Bob won the second round.
Right.
Now they're going to play. Whoever wins this round wins $500.
Exactly.
And then gets a chance to win $100 more.
Exactly. So we need to begin now. Jim, you will go first, so please step to the mic. I need you to pick A or B.
A.
About time somebody picked A.
Oh, wow. We were just talking about this guy. I bet you didn't know that WYSP's program director, Tim Sabian, was in the movie The Real Cancun.
Really?
Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah,
no.
But sadly, all of his scenes were cut out because instead of partying, all Tim did was stay in his hotel room and compulsively blank.
I'm in.
Had a chance to meet him while you're here? No, I think that was Peter Kleiner,
okay.
The sales manager.
Oh, did you step on him?
You may have seen him. He was a stunt double in Stuart Little.
He drove the car during all the chase scenes.
Exactly. But they still had to put blocks on the pedals. It's very sad. Hi, Pete. How you doing? The clue again. Bet you didn't know that WYSB program director Tim Sabian was in the movie The Real Cancun.
He was.
Sadly, all of his scenes were cut out because instead of partying, all Tim did was stay in his hotel room and compulsively blank. Is the panel right?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're in. Yep.
Very good. Jim, I need your answer. Compulsively blank.
Compulsively blank. Think about yelling at Don and Mike.
Wow. Good answer. Wow. Don, do you have think about yell at Don and Mike?
I think the judge is going to give it to him because I put he sat around and thought about yelling at. Yell at us. That's
nice
the
play,
right answer.
Jim. How about you, Mike?
I said he sat around and then he'd compulsively shave.
That's also a good answer, but no match. How about you, Buzz?
I had overreacting.
Judge says no.
That's similar to yelling.
Yeah, and it's compulsive, too. Bob, please step up to the mic.
Right up to the microphone, Bob.
Nice to see you again. Unlucky Leo is really unlucky.
How unlucky is he, Robbie?
How unlucky is he?
He is so unlucky, he has the hardest job in Hollywood. He has to take care of Monica Lewinsky's blank. Bob, unlucky Leo is really unlucky. He has the hardest job in Hollywood. He has to take care of Monica Lewinsky's blank.
I'm in.
Mike is in. Buzz is in. You watch that Monica show, Mr. Personality?
No, stay away from that.
That's a great show. You're going to love it. It's getting better all the time.
I'm in.
Don is in. Very good. The panel is right. Unlucky Leo is really unlucky. He has the hardest job in Hollywood. He has to take care of Monica Lewinsky's blank. What do you say, Bob?
Cigar.
Monica Cigar.
Cigar.
I don't care who she thinks she is. She's not smoking it in the air.
Right. Who do you think you are?
Don, do you have Monica Cigar?
No, I need the setup again, though.
Unlucky Leo is really unlucky. He has the hardest job in Hollywood. He has to take care of Monica Lewinsky's...
anal waxing.
Oh, that is a...
The Brazilian, Don.
You know, Bob's in lawn care. He might be able to do that.
Absolutely.
How about you, Mike? What
I said
say?
He has to take care of Monica's pretty pink panties.
Oh, dear. Lovely picture. They start out...
Mary Jane Rottencross. From Full Metal Jacket.
How about you, Buzz?
I said he has to take care of her BMs.
Oh, no match.
Where's the BM caretaker?
Yes.
Bob, step up to the mic, Bob. And please pick A or B.
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 B. B. Here we go, Bob.
B's.
B.
Tommy boy,
they're tearing my flesh off.
Save yourself.
Bees.
Bees.
All right, Bob. Just like Saddam Hussein, WJFK's acting general manager, Alan Linewan, has several body doubles just in case. Bet you didn't know this. But you can always tell which is a fake Alan because the real Alan doesn't have blank.
Oh, no, there's so many. Man, Robbie, I'm going to need to hear that again.
Lots of avenues you can take on this one. Just like Saddam Hussein, WJFK's acting general manager, Alan Linewan, has several body doubles just in case. You can always tell which is a fake Alan, though, because the real Alan doesn't have blank. Here's the clue. You can look at it if you like. Body double just for security.
Oh, I'm in.
Don is also in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Mike is in. You know, it's a shame. Shame, Bob, you won't get a chance to meet Alan today. He's such a good guy. Just like Saddam Hussein, he has great sense of humor. Fun. WJFK's general manager, Alan Linewan, has several body doubles just in case. But you can always tell the real Alan because the real Alan doesn't have blank. What's your answer?
A brain.
A brain.
A brain.
A brain. Don? Do you have Alan Linewan's brain?
No, and it's funny you think about Saddam Hussein. I said job security.
Oh.
No. Sorry. Sorry. See, Saddam Hussein would have no job security.
None at all.
Right.
Which would indicate the joke would be Alan has less job security.
I understand.
Than Saddam Hussein, who's...
I think it worked well.
Countries was...
Yeah, I think it's good. I think we all understand it now.
Thanks, Mike.
I liked it.
I know you're helping me.
Mike?
Hi, Rob.
What say you?
I said Alan doesn't have balls.
Oh, that's true. That's so true. This is very telling. How about you? What do you say, Buzz?
Well, because I know he likes the word, I said a penis.
Oh. Hi, Alan. Greetings from up north. No matches there. Jim, your clue reads as follows. Please step up to the microphone. Hey, it's no surprise that Paul McCartney has been named the United Kingdom's richest musician. How rich is he, Mike? You're asking me?
How rich is he, Rob?
He is so rich, he just bought his girlfriend a solid gold blank.
I'm in.
Like Paul McCartney, Jim?
Yeah,
exactly. You and Charlie Broyle have a lot in common. No surprise that Paul McCartney has been named the United Kingdom's richest musician. How rich is he? He just bought his girlfriend a solid gold blank. Solid gold what, Jim?
Solid gold C.
Solid gold C. Hey, there's that word again.
Now see.
I think that would be more for Paul.
Yeah, it's what he says all the time. Now that thing's made of gold.
Now see. I know the answer you were looking for.
Did you stray?
Yeah.
I know that,
but the judges are going to have to tell me if we have an answer, because my answer would...
If we have a match?
Yeah, if we have a match, because my answer, which was not the one that
I know that
everybody
you know.
Was looking for, mm-hmm. I said he bought her a solid gold clitoris.
I think you got to make that a match.
Yeah, that's a match.
So close.
Absolutely. That's a match. Yeah. Amazing. How about you, Mike?
I said he bought her a solid gold leg.
Oh, solid gold.
Yeah. That was the answer. Incidentally, don't, if they dumped it out, my answer was little man in the boat.
Okay.
Little man in the boat. Because you also, can't say the brand of Taurus that I drive.
Ah, you can't say that, huh?
The CLI.
Right. Also made of gold, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a gold little man in the
Find
boat.
Your gold.
Bees. What do you say, Buzz?
I said leg.
Leg. There's no match there.
Oh.
No.
Mike said leg.
He said
leg. Right.
All right, Bob, you got some work to do here. I need you to pick A or B.
I'll go with B again.
B and
B.
B. Oh, here we go. Nice picking here. You can always tell that the Dixie Chicks are the product of, the product of proper upbringing. Whenever these nice young ladies sit down, they always remember to politely cross their blank.
I'm in. All right.
Jesus.
You can always
You
tell...
and your agendas.
I don't know what the writers are looking for, Mike. I just read them, okay? You can always tell that the Dixie Chicks...
I'm in, but I don't have the answer that Rob wants.
...are the product of proper upbringing. Whenever these nice young ladies sit down, they always remember to politely cross their blank. Don is in?
Yeah, I'm in. And there are some that Rob confers with me about, but some like this, he doesn't. And I know what he's looking for, and I'm out to screw you today, buddy.
That's the fun.
I'm just out to screw you.
Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Buzz?
I'm in.
Very good. All right. Jim. I'm sorry, Bob, rather. You can tell that the Dixie Chicks
Bob.
Are the product... Jim, Bob. Bob, Jim.
Bob.
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 You can always tell the Dixie Chicks are properly brought up. Aw, heck with it. What do you say? They cross their... You're shaking. Are you okay?
I know. I just have no idea because I know there's supposed to be a funny answer that you want, but I can't give it to you other than legs.
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 Nice legs. Don, do you have Natalie Maines' legs?
I said they cross their veggie lips.
Proper upbringing. Proper upbringing.
Veggie lips.
Veggie lips.
Put that in a video. How about you, Mike?
Rob, they always dot their I's and they always cross their T's.
Angry for you because you didn't give them cross
That's right.
No match there. How about you, Buzz?
I play along. I said eyes.
Hey, eyes. No match there.
Dixie Chicks are cross eyes.
And right. Jim, guess what? You have one final match.
Jimmy!
$500, Jim.
Look at that. There's sportsmanship abounding here.
Hey, Jim, way to go. Now, listen to Bob. Don't go away mad. Just go away, Bob. You have you want Lollapalooza tickets from WISP. Thank you. You want to say goodbye or you just want to leave?
Just step up to the mic, Bob, and say anybody you want to say hello to?
All right, no, Bob, I don't care about saying anything to anybody.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, bye-bye. Wow.
Now, Jim.
That was fun.
Jim is our big winner.
Yes, sir.
You're over in the other studio.
I can say that.
So, Jim, you have won. You have won $500, and you're going to get the chance now to play for 100 more.
Right.
We're going to do it after the break, but it's super match.
Before we break, he should tell us which celebrity he's choosing to play with.
Right, because you can either play with me or Mike or Buzz.
What'll it be? I got to go with Mike.
There you go. That's a great... I hope I don't let you down, buddy.
So you're playing for 100 extra bucks.
Right.
With Mike, and we, of course, will offer you the chance to... We give him, like, our choices.
Suggestions.
Anyway.
Once Mike likes it, we'll do it. When
Here's the
back.
Good thing. When I come back, I'm not going to have the clown makeup on.
That's the thing you picked in the first place.
Oh, so you want me to leave it on?
Absolutely.
You're SOL.
Hey, let me take a local phone call.
Okay. Yeah. You love that sound.
YSP.
Yeah, can I get some Pearl Jam tickets?
No, it's Maytallica. What do you think? It's Pearl Jam May?
He
should have called in Pearl January.
January. Shut up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the I please.
The Don and Mike Show. Two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello.
And there have been clown sightings on the streets throughout the day. I don't know. Joe's picking the music today. Jesus, what is this?
Swung like an Egyptian.
The Bengals?
Turn it down, Joe.
Hot on the heels of the Stray Cats.
You know, although it's subjective.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's one man's poison.
No. He's not when it comes to the Bengals.
It's another man's rat poison. anyway, there have been clown sightings.
Two great bands, Rat and Poison.
And various clown sightings on the street. We're going to start bringing the clowns up.
Send them in.
Mike just spotted a clown with a six-pack of beer.
This guy looks like a professional. This guy looks like he's really got the whole... He's got, like, the tie-dye shirt and everything.
We're ready for... ready for a super match.
Yeah.
So let's bring Jim back in.
Yes, Jim.
Jimbo. Jim, who is our $500 winner, courtesy of Cinemax. Jim, you've chosen Mike to be your final match contestant. You get a chance to win 500 extra bucks, or 100 extra bucks, and Lollapalooza tickets. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Okay, what I need you to do is face me, physically face me, and Mike, I want you to complete this. Blank guard. Blank guard.
I think you got to write it down, Mike.
Once you write it down, lock it in. You have an answer?
Yeah.
Okay, please hide it. And Jim, you can turn now and face us. Don and Buzz will offer you suggestions, and you can either choose to go with one of their suggestions or go on your own. Don, you go first. How would you complete blank guard?
I had two that came to mind.
I'd say?
Right guard.
Right guard. Very good. And Buzz?
Sneeze. Sneeze guard.
Sneeze guard. Also good. Hey, Buzz?
That one I didn't have. Can I give him another one?
Sure.
Crossing.
Crossing guard. Also good. So you have those three to
choose
from.
Also, I got another one for you. Life.
Lifeguard.
Uh-huh.
Any more, Buzz?
No, that's it.
You're out? Very good. Okay. What you're trying to do...
I got another one.
Yes?
Don't confuse him. I think he's got enough.
Vaggie.
Vaggie guard.
It's my new product.
Vaggie guard.
Ask for it by name. Now, keep in mind, you're trying now...
I stand by my first choice. Right guard.
All right. You want to try and match what Mike O'Mara has locked in. So please, Jim, give me your answer. Blank guard, what do you say?
Right guard was my first thought.
Right guard. Not only a football position, but also a deodorant. Mike, oh, and you're playing it just like Bill Daly would. How did you complete blank guard?
Come on, Mike.
Boys.
Drama queen, you're faking us out.
I also had right guard. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah! Jimbo, that means $600 American dollars.
Yeah!
And Lollapalooza tickets.
Nice!
How do you feel right now, Jimmy? Feel top of the world?
It's wonderful. My best friend's getting married in a couple weeks, and we're having the bachelor party soon, so this is
helpful.
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Get some boontang. Okay, get out of here.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you,
nice meeting you, Jim. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Stars.
Thank you, Ross.
I didn't need the clown makeup to win.
No. Here we go. Let's do the end.
Portions not affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited from tonight's telecast. Match Game 2003 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Rob's nutty about stuff like that.
The details.
I love it. I do love it.
Before we review the movies, we got a lot of stuff to cram in.
We do.
To this last break. Let's bring one of these clowns
Send in. Send
in
a clown.
There have been today families of clowns out on the street in support of our show on WYSB.
Don't worry, Don. Don't worry. They're here.
And here now is... And Mike, look at even better. Oh. It's a clown with Diet Vanilla Coke.
Look at that. Wow. Look at that. You got that. Now, you're the guy I saw on the street with the tie-dye t-shirt and everything.
Thank you.
Way to go. We have a clown.
Thank you, gentlemen,
for having me.
What's your name, my friend?
I'm Ted.
Ted, where are you from?
Havertown.
Havertown, PA.
Delaware County.
Thank you so much. Who's this? Your wife? Your girlfriend?
This is my girlfriend, Gina.
Gina, step up to the mic. Anybody you want to say hi to?
No.
No? Okay.
All my friends, but just, you know, Ted's a clown when the makeup isn't on.
Is a clown with the makeup. Is he a clown in the bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he clown there also? Really?
Yeah, more often than not. Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a personal question?
Sure.
Has Ted ever made love to you while wearing the clown makeup?
Yeah, but when we go home.
When we go home.
Oh, tonight.
Hey, all right.
Oh, nice.
Hey, now you know you're getting lucky. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fantastic.
It's always a plus.
Will that just be straight man on woman, or will that be, you know, will there be any oral...
Everything,
she said. She said everything. You might have to ask your question.
You don't do it there, do you?
There you go. Hey, they're normal, healthy American couple. They're a normal, healthy American couple.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
No.
What?
She didn't eat breakfast.
What'd you have for lunch?
Lobster bisque.
Lobster bisque.
Let me explain this to you very briefly. The lobster bisque that you enjoy, do you have at a restaurant?
It's a delicacy.
What was the restaurant?
John Harper's Brew House.
Okay.
Ah, nice place.
So you go there, you had some nice lobster bisque. What you do is you swallow it through your throat, and it goes down your digestive tract. And then
Mr. Science.
There's more detail every time.
I know.
They just had some of this on CSI last night, Mike. The amino acids in your stomach.
Amino acids.
They break up the food.
God.
And as it passes through your intestinal tract, that bisque you have becomes solid waste. That is what we call a bowel movement. The bowel movement then is released, evacuated from your body. Think about that. That very spot where food leaves is where then you want your boyfriend to violate you. That's wrong. That's just wrong.
That's the most detail you've ever given, and I think it's because they're live here in the studio in Philadelphia with us.
And also last night I saw CSI where they had a great episode about a guy that smuggled diamonds inside a horse's uterus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to watch that one. I got that one TiVo'd.
It's a good TiVo. Hey, when you brought some beverages?
I certainly did. Diet and all the coke.
There you go.
Bingo. He takes it right away. He really appreciates that.
I do.
He'll take that on the train with him. He really will.
I promise I will. Hey, guys, we'll give you both tickets to Lollapalooza.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Guys,
pleasure.
It was just for the contestants.
All right, then we'll give you $100, okay? Is that just
as good? That's good. That's the answer we want. All right.
Here you go. Look at this and just give it back to me. It's the Metallica.
Metallica.
It's the Metallica concert information, so you know when they're going to run the contest.
The gift of knowledge, right?
On WYS.
Yeah, the gift of knowledge.
That's right.
You got. Okay. He's with it.
So you got money, and also that. You follow that clock? You see where the disc jockey do the giveaway?
Lisa, show them where the.
Show them where the giveaway is. Now, don't say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but
she was going
that?
To. She was going to say it out loud.
So you see? You see how they lead you up to the giveaway, and then that's where they do the giveaway? Okay, wait. Well, this guy's really studying. Okay, you got it.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Nice meeting
you. Take care. Nice meeting both of you.
See you later.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye. Very nice people.
Bye-bye.
All very great people. Be nice. Bye, then is not nice.
That is nice.
Bye, then is not
that's
nice.
That's like F you.
No, that's what
by then is not nice. They were a very nice couple.
Robbie, it's your inflection when you say by then.
By then. We know what you're saying.
Nice.
Why? Why for them?
Nice.
They could not have been nicer.
That's right.
What's wrong with you?
Can I have another try?
They were very nice. They brought me that beverage. And what I enjoyed was when I showed them.
What year was it you lost your soul?
The year he started working with us.
Absolutely.
Must be around here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What I love is when I showed them the WYSP internal memo about
Metallica.
He was really scouring over it.
Yeah, he was checking it all out.
Like looking, trying to figure out what all the little arrows mean.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny. Ain't this funny to think that disc jockeys actually followed
you? Sure, Metallica.
We got time to do the movies.
Yeah.
Joe, hit the music. But run it at an acceptable level, please. There you go. Hey, you just turn it off now, Joe, till the very end. Mike and I have the gift from God. We don't have the gift to run the levels. Well, what the hell was that?
It's my seat breaking. We're going to have another Pentagon here.
In case you don't know.
These microphones, man. I mean, I haven't even been breathing today. They're so sensitive.
I'm not touching it, Mike.
It's not you. Don't.
It's not touching it,
Don. It's not you. It's not. It has nothing to do. It's not always about you.
I think it's a conspiracy. I think there was a sign up today.
They came in and said, "Mess them all up."
I think there was a sign up today that said, "You know, no smoking, no matter who you think you are." Mm-hmm. That WYSP didn't have the big sign outside that says, "Welcome, Don and Mike,"
right.
And
all of the microphones in the studio today are all effed up.
Do you think the levels are screwed up?
Stop it.
I do that because, I mean, it's really horrible today.
I know it is.
But it's not your fault.
I know, but you keep doing stuff.
Because it frustrates me, and I go for the comedic out by going, you see how...
But stop it.
All right, I'll stop.
If you just leave it, maybe people think their radios are broken. Really.
It's their radios.
Rob, there are two new films this weekend.
Yes, there is X2 and the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Hey, you know what's going to make your microphone work a lot better, Mike?
What's that?
You're turning Rob's off.
There we go.
Hold on, let me see now. Hold on. Off.
All right.
Off.
How's that?
That's a lot better. Right. Why does that sound so much better when that happens?
This is very inside. I can't explain it to
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
But it's because all four microphones are feeding only one input on the control board.
Okay, now I understand.
Because they're not used to having a lot of people on the air at once.
All right, this is much better.
It basically is just a disc jockey and a... Where's the book of liners?
That was...
And you see what it says on here? Can you read that?
The WYSP Book of Liners. The
read
big
one.
Book of Liners.
Read one.
You want one?
Yeah.
Sure.
My first liner.
I'd be glad to.
And read it with energy, otherwise you'll sound tired.
Hold on, let me find one here.
You'll read a good one.
Okay. 94 WYSP, starting this Thursday, starting tomorrow, starting tonight, WYSP devotes the entire month to Metallica as they count down to the release of Saint Anger. Exclusively from Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WYSP.
Those are fun to read.
That was good.
Let me see. I'm sure you're trying to find anything that has our name in it.
Ah,
okay?
Okay.
This will be another fun little exercise. Page number one, 3PW, that's wrestling, no mention of us. Hmm. Metallica, no mention of us. Metallica, as opposed to Metallica, no mention of us. Mandatory Metallica, new mention of us. Pearl Jam.
Yes. Eddie Vedder.
No.
No.
Pearl Jam. Oh, hold on. Listen to Howard Stern and Cousin Ed all week for your chance to win tickets before they go on sale. Rockers.
Getting closer.
Matt and Huggy. Nighttime Disc Jockey, their name is mentioned there. Not us. Sunday Night Rocks. No. World Wide Web. Huh? Hold on.
Hey, are we in there?
We are.
Hey. All right.
Plus, MP3s, music news, WYSP chat room, the Don and Mike page, and tons more.
So where would we be in that liner? What item?
That's, well, as you can see, it's the last page of the liner book, and... Just to show you that I'm not lying, there's on this page about the WYSP website.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 liners for the disc jockey to read. Our name is mentioned in the 9th one.
So, well, we're in there. We're in the liner book.
We're in the liner
That's
book.
That's wonderful.
Robbie, the movies this weekend are...
X2. Right. And the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Okay, beautiful. I'll go first on X2.
Okay.
Ready? Joe, give me 60. X2 by Donnie. Love it. And love it not for the reasons that you think I'm going to love it. Love it not because I love every superhero movie. Remember, I didn't love Daredevil, and that was not just the Ben Affleck factor. I didn't even see Daredevil, but I like Daredevil the comic book. X-Men the movie was great. The original was great, even if you never read the comic book. I did read the comic book. They take license with some of the characters, but I think Hugh... Jackman, and that's a funny name. Like
I am the Jackman.
Like, hey, would you blow me? Hugh Jackman is outstanding as Wolverine. Halle Berry is going to have a bigger part. Patrick Stewart is good as Mr. X and Magneto, and it's good. And what's good about it is it's a good warm up for the Matrix. It's not as good as the Matrix, but it'll get you excited for it. The last one was good.
Oh.
I like it. X2. I'm for it. Do you have an opposing point of view?
I do indeed.
Oh, well, then we'll let the clock recue, and Mike will give us the other side.
Counterpoint.
Are you ready, Joe?
And anytime, Joe, just let, there you go.
X-Men by Mike O'Mara.
Mike X2.
Huh?
X2.
Well, I don't care. X2 by Mike. I will tell you this movie, I'm torn because I'm such a huge Halle Berry fan, and I like just about everything she does because I like seeing her on camera, but the whole comic book thing is lost on me. And once again, I know I harp on this, but Hollywood, listen up, please. Original material. An original idea. This is a movie that we've seen before. How much new stuff can you throw in besides, like, something else blowing up?
Lots of cool
boring,
blow-up stuff, Mike.
I don't like the genre. I don't like the fact that it's not original. And I don't like the fact that these movies get so much hype and we don't even get a decent story out of it. It's just a bunch of garbage, and it bores me. I wish I'd like it, but with that said, I would be willing to change my mind if for some reason Halle Berry took her top off.
Thank you. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised by it. And Lizzie McGuire, I think we can do in 30 and 30. I'll take the first
Very
movie
good.
If you don't mind.
You go right ahead.
Was it the Disney movie?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Hilary Duff as Lizzie McGuire.
Okay, roll it. Lizzie McGuire by Don. First, I hate it because it's Disney. Second, it seems to me Lizzie McGuire was a name I heard during the Salem witch trials. All I know is that eventually this will be a good porno movie when it's called Lizzie McGuire,
yeah.
When it's turned into a lesbian film. I'm not like Mike. I don't have small children. And I just spent that awful time down in Disney World. I wouldn't give that bastard Eisner another dime. No way. On Lizzie McGuire. Mike.
All right, here we go. Lizzie, what is it, Lizzie McGuire?
McGuire.
Don't waste your time with this. I agree with Don. How about, why Lizzie McGuire? How about the Liz Taylor story? Or why don't we do Lizzie Borden gave her father 40 whacks with the axe and blood? That would be good. Or how about Lizzie Grubman, the lady that ran over those people in the Hamptons and got in all the trouble in New York City?
What about Mark McGuire?
Or how about Elizabeth Hurley? Why don't we just have a movie with her tees, looking at her tees?
I'm glad.
Why do we have that? Bring in, or how about Paul McGuire?
What? Explain that to me, Rob. Paul McGuire is an analyst.
Oh, Paul McGuire.
The football analyst.
I was going with the first name. I was totally not on your wavelength there.
Paul McGuire.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her father 40 whacks. After she was done, gave her mother 41, right? Something like that?
44, isn't it?
No, I think 41.
And that's all you have this weekend, because then it's next weekend is X-Men, right? Or next weekend is Matrix.
Right.
Matrix and two action-adventure movies in consecutive weekends.
Or is next weekend Matrix? Next weekend is... Matrix is 2 weeks from now. What does
soon.
It matter?
It's coming soon.
What does it matter,
what
Rob?
What does it matter?
Next week is Anger Management.
It's Hang summer. Go out and enjoy a park.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, Joe. Can that music. Because I'm going to play a song now that I've been dying to play all day. That's right. Lisa was putting on my clown makeup earlier today. And Rob played this, and I started laughing. And she said, don't laugh. I have to draw on your fake smile.
And now we're clownless.
Yeah.
We don't have our clown makeup on, either one of us.
Time for news with Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
It's Buzz. Buzz, howdy.
Hi.
What's the lead story today?
Today, it's good to hear another world leader say President Bush is not a dumb guy.
Really?
Really.
Was it Tony Blair?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ruin that for you. I'm just thinking who else would say it.
It's his only friend.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and
coming
comments.
Up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike
Don
Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional or so.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas. Don and Mike.
You know, I cannot wait. Somebody's got to bring me some scotch tape. because I just opened up the 12-pack, the, I don't know, the fridge pack of Diet Vanilla Coke.
Uh-oh. And you got to, like, zip it up before we get on the train.
Yeah. I'd rather have, no offense, in case they're a sponsor, I'd rather have a warm Diet Vanilla Coke than a frosty cold Diet Pepsi.
Really?
But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Time for Buzz Now in News. Buzz brought to you by Paramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
That's an endorsement.
It's doctor developed, clinically tested. It doesn't taste like piss.
Oh, you can't. Oh, yeah.
Tastes like number one. Maybe that's why Pepsi is. Never mind. Viramax works.
I love it. I have Diet Pepsi in my house.
Good.
Every night.
It's available. It's available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today, Viramax. 1-888, try VMAX. Folks, welcome to the part of the show. We're officially gone.
Yeah, we're done. We're out of here.
We are. We're goofy tired.
We're headed for the train.
We are so tired after today.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Well, you do if you listen to the show.
What a day I'm having.
But you really had to be in our underpants to know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I've had a rare day.
I found our name, though.
Yeah.
94 WYSP, Howard Stern Mornings, yes. Don and Mike Afternoons, and only the best rock.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Back Cell, mm-hmm. Liners, 94 WYSP rocks with Tease What's Coming Up.
Oh.
The end of our contract. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says the notion that President Bush is a lightweight is, in his words, complete bull and total nonsense. Blair took a lot of heat from Britons for supporting the president's decision to invade Iraq. Political cartoons portrayed him as Bush's poodle.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Bush. I think you're a poodle.
Last night, I gotta say it was dramatic to see Bush.
Cheerio, I hate Diet Pepsi.
Fly that plane. Well, no, it's not always dramatic to see him, Buzz, but it was dramatic to see him fly under the aircraft carrier.
Did you say dramatic or traumatic?
It was dramatic, but I bet for the pilot who was in the plane with him,
yeah.
It was traumatic
mm-hmm.
because they said for a while, old GW took over the stick.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Can you imagine that?
Why is that plane doing loop-de-loos? Well, Blair tells Vanity Fair magazine that Bush is, quote, highly intelligent. Blair was also friends with President Clinton, but he doesn't see a conflict there. Quoting again, they're very different people, but so what? We all have different friends. President Bush apparently outsmarted the TV networks last night with a speech even the White House admits will be used in his re-election campaign. The networks almost always go along when a president asks for airtime. Last night, the president chose the time that 25 million Americans normally use to watch CSI. And the president didn't even say the war was over, just that the major fighting had ended. The networks cut away from the president at the very first opportunity with Dan Rather introducing the new episode of CSI.
CSI, Semen Service Institute. And you're right, Buzz. Last night, Dan Rather said, as they were going to break, he said, so the president says the war, blah, 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 blah. I'm Dan Rather. Now, CSI. And they went right to CSI. No stop set, no station identification.
They know
nothing.
How to shake their moneymaker.
Yeah. You can now buy stock in a whorehouse. As Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss puts it, sex is a smart investment. She now works for a 5-star hotel in Australia that also features legal prostitutes. The company went public this week, gathering investors who've already turned a tidy profit just in a couple of days.
I guess you wouldn't be unhappy if your stock went down.
And if you're traveling to Australia, by the way, the hotel is in Melbourne, and it's called the Daily Planet.
The Daily Planet, where you can get F.
Great Caesar's ghost.
Well, as expected, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas have gone to court over the pictures that show her topless, pregnant, and smoking. First, they're going
J.O. material for me.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Nothing's hotter than a pregnant woman smoking.
Those big milk balloons smoking a nice, non-filtered Camel. Baby. Wow. That's like a target for me.
You frighten me sometimes. Well, first, the Douglases are going after Clear Channel Communications, a company that owns a lot of radio stations. The company's DJ.
Smoke
smoking while pregnant. It's fun to see. And all that jazz.
The company's DJs have websites linked to a common site that featured these photographs. The shots were obviously taken from a great distance with a telephoto lens, but they clearly show Ms. Jones dragging on a cigarette, something pregnant women just don't do anymore.
I see you, Mrs. Jones.
I wish you would have known this if we had done Baby Molly yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Baby Molly could have had a little, like, touch of...
a little slope.
Retardation.
Check out all the low birth weight and all that jazz.
But the smoking isn't mentioned in the Douglas's lawsuit, which simply refers to her as, quote, heavily pregnant and topless. The lawsuit calls the photos unauthorized, and those are the same grounds upon which Jones and Douglas successfully sued a magazine that featured simply photos of their wedding.
Check out the seven toes and all that jazz.
There's a song. The guy who created the mid-90s sitcom Grace Under Fire is now suing the producers of that show. Chuck Lorre says he was supposed to have gotten 11% of the profits from the show, but he says the profits were squandered by the producers who used the cash as hush money. The money was to quiet the other members of the cast and crew who said they'd been verbally abused and sexually harassed by the show's star, Brett Butler.
Brett Butler, who used to be
able to... How are you?
She used to be able to...
It's the end of the week.
It is a
warm diet.
Warm diet vanilla Coke. That tastes good. She used to be able to hide a can of cat food under each breast.
Under each breast, and we heard all sorts of horrible things about her when that show was on the air. In fact, word is the sexual harassment included a child who worked on the show. Butler admits that her...
Strip for me, boy.
Come on now.
Come on now. Do it. Come over here. Nurse. Nurse with me. I'll smoke a cigarette.
She apparently flashed her breasts a lot.
And all that jazz.
Butler admits her drinking caused her to misbehave back then. After rehab, she's now attempting a comeback. In his lawsuit, Chuck Lorre is asking for nearly $3.5 million. One step forward and two steps back.
What was that?
I have no idea why I did that.
That was just a...
I was just thinking about Brett Butler and all that jazz.
It's one step forward and two steps back for the racial integration of Albany, Georgia. Last year, Taylor County High School held its first ever integrated prom. Prior to that, the black students and white students had separate proms.
Well, I know that Rob's been all over this story.
Yes, when are you building your house down there, Rob?
Well, you'll see.
Of the school's 440 students, 230 are black, and this year... they will once again have separate proms. They're back to that. But everyone's welcome at the so-called black prom, and a lot of white students say they plan to go to be with their friends. The all-white prom, meanwhile, is being held 50 miles away on the following night. And no word on whether there'll be any African-American students there, but it's doubtful.
Separate but equal.
Oh, God.
Well, police in Pasadena.
Hello there.
Police in Pasadena, California.
Hello there. No, you'd have to go to the... are you white? You gotta go to Robbieville.
Robbieville.
That's where the right.
50 miles down the road.
50 miles down the road that way. That's where Robbieville is. That's what they have with a white man bra.
Hard right.
Hello there.
Hard right, absolutely.
Police in Pasadena, California have finally caught up with the amphetamine popping jerk who was throwing rocks at people's windows at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Joe.
No.
And the police and the citizens have rocker David Lee Roth to thank for the guy's capture. Word is the singer spotted the troublemaker running through his yard and ordered him to lay face down on the ground until the police arrived.
He shouldn't be rocker David Lee Roth anymore, because he's not really a rocker.
What shall we call him?
Aging rocker.
Balding aging rocker.
Balding aging rocker.
Former frontman.
Uh-huh.
I think even better than rocker is just former frontman.
How about balding former frontman?
I could live with that.
Yeah. Balding former frontman.
Balding former frontman David Lee Roth.
For Van Halen.
And the reason he was able to get this guy to lie face down in his yard is because David Lee Roth had a shotgun pointed at him from his second floor balcony. And he kept the guy there until the police arrived.
That's pretty. I'd like to see a picture of that.
Yeah. The house always wins, and that'll be even more true once casinos complete their conversion to... coinless slot machines.
Oh,
that's right.
You're going to lose one big customer right here. His name is Mike O'Mara.
That's right.
He lives for the slot machines.
It's a trend that started over 10 years ago, but it's just now starting to catch on. It didn't at first until sound effects were added to the machines to make it sound as though coins were falling into the tray.
That's like having penisless sex.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You need the coins.
Yes.
You need the penis.
You need your gold.
You see, the machines wouldn't make a lot of noise otherwise, just pushing out a voucher. You can spend the voucher at other casino games, or you can cash them in, but the house is hoping you won't go to the trouble. The coins, you had to cash in because they were heavy and dirty. Casinos are hoping you'll...
Not if you had them in those big plastic cups that Mike always carried around. Fucking...
I love my plastic
cups. And you know what? I would go down and get those plastic cups... Mm-hmm. And I'd bring them home to drink, like, my protein shakes out of.
Oh, my God.
That is so gross.
No, you run through the
You
dishwasher.
Didn't bring those home, did you?
Yeah, they hold, like, 48 ounces. You run it through the dishwasher.
He's very thirsty.
That is bad.
Now, why is that?
That is so gross.
I run it through the dishwasher. What's gross about that?
It's sterilizing.
It's eating plastic.
No, all they are, they're just, they're big, gigantic plastic mugs.
That have been filled with coins that, like, filthy old ladies and such.
And I run it through the dishwasher almost every time.
Well, the people we saw in New Orleans and they're
right. Absolutely.
I didn't take any from there, only from Vegas and only from Mandalay Bay. Wow.
This shake tastes like BM.
Wow, what is that, a fingernail?
Well, remember, Las Vegas. Who's on your side? Me.
All right.
Just like with Sacramento.
Right.
Me.
Right.
I'll drink out of your coin receptacles.
Receptacles.
That's what they are. Casinos are hoping you'll forget to cash in your voucher, and they'll also save money not having to pay someone to keep the slot machines full of coins. Quoting an expert, for the casino, it's a slam dunk. Actor Dennis Weaver is headed for Washington, D.C.
McCloud, get me...
Hold on, let me get a little his.
I don't often get a call for this. McCloud, get me McCloud. You mean tell me McCloud's riding a horse through the middle of Times Square? McCloud? McCloud?
Dennis Weaver, who played McCloud, is leading a caravan of alternate fuel vehicles to get to Washington. He left Santa Monica on Wednesday. By yesterday, he'd made it all the way to Fresno.
You know where he's going?
Where?
The all-white prom.
Yes. In Robbieville. Robbieville, Alabama.
McCloud?
McCloud.
When Dennis Weaver finally gets to Washington, he'll give a petition to the president and to Congress asking for a 5% increase in the gas mileage standards for cars, trucks, and SUVs. He also wants the president to speed up the drive toward hydrogen-powered cars.
Bad idea.
Speed up the drive towards your funeral.
Imagine cutting off your own arm with a pocket knife.
Yes.
Yeah. 27-year-old Aaron Ralston of Aspen, Colorado, actually did this.
Okay, Mike.
He was climbing his 49th Colorado mountain over the weekend when a 200-pound boulder fell and pinned his right arm. He stayed put for 3 days, and then he ran out of water, so he decided he had to take drastic measures to survive.
Oh, my God.
After cutting off his arm with the pocket knife, he administered first aid to himself... and then started hiking back.
Rob just held up a note.
Yeah,
that is totally irrelevant.
All right, so don't ask us.
He wants to know if it's a guy who's white.
Yeah. He always wants to know that.
Unbelievable.
You'd kill me flathead. You really do.
He was white, and now he just has one arm, and he was picked up by rescuers who were sent out after his boss got concerned that Aaron had missed 4 days of work.
I had a Rob moment with my wife last night.
Oh, no.
It was one of, I'm not going to say
you
what it
her?
Was.
No.
And Robbie, don't worry. I'm not going to say what it was. It was something that I called Rob about something about on CSI. Something about...
Right.
I know what it was. At the beginning of William Peterson, it was a dead horse. And Marge Helgenberger says, so our first witness is the horse? And William Peterson says... Of course. And then they go
to the music.
Bah, 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 bah. Right. So anyway, I called Rob to talk about that, and Rob mentioned something that he had said earlier in the day that really, really made me laugh. And during the show, as he said, right as we were coming back to break, I said, God, you make me laugh. And she said, because I was laughing again, she said, what? What is it? Because she's fascinated with this thing that you know, she says, Rob makes you laugh, but I can't make you laugh, meaning Frida. She wants to know, you know,
right.
I said, Rob has a different sense of humor. Rob goes places you'd never go.
Rob goes into very evil places.
Oh, so, dark.
I told her your joke yesterday.
She didn't laugh at it?
She didn't. She said, I told it to her, and she said, well, that doesn't even make sense. I said, I know.
Right.
And she said, but that's not even how you spell that word. And I said, I know. But it's still funny. Just like that was funny.
Yeah, thank you.
Makes no sense. But that's funny stuff, Rob.
We're special, you and I. Yeah,
very special.
I give you props. You're white.
You.
You're white.
We're all white.
Police in Clearwater, Florida have arrested a man for impersonating Creed guitarist Mark Tremonti. Over the last several weeks, a man staying at a beach resort was even handing out autographed publicity photos.
Can you take me home?
Wait till 2 months from now, WISP, when it's Creed Live.
But police say the man is really a Kevin Eckenrod, who's been arrested over 6 times for various scams.
Eckenrod?
Although he's 11 years older than Tremonti, the two do look amazingly similar. Once he was arrested, the imposter told police he's an alcoholic who used the resemblance to get free drinks and lodging. Quoting him, "You have to admit, I do look like the guy from Creed."
That's exciting. 94 WYSP Philadelphia. Howard Stern Morning's Don and Mike Afternoons and only the best rock. Backcell. Liner. 94 WYSP rocks with the Creed Beer. What? The Creed Burr.
Kind of doing a December thing
there. Oh, the Creed Burr. I said the Creed Burr.
The Creed Burr.
The Creed Burr. Okay, I got it. Okay. Anyway, that's the guy from Creed.
Right.
Buzz Croon. We got a break. What? We got a break. What'd you say?
Croon.
Oh, instead of June?
The month right after May. It's Croon on WYSP.
After. What is it? It's May...
Metallica.
Metallica. Metallica. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You know, we've done a bunch of all business today, but we do want to thank everybody from 94 WYSP in Philadelphia.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back.
We will indeed.
That's not a threat. My dad used to say, that's not a threat.
That's a promise, McLeod.
That's a promise. Now here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Actor Colin Farrell says he's looking forward to playing a bisexual king. In Oliver Stone's upcoming movie about Alexander the Great. Quoting Colin, it's an amazing story.
What's so great about that?
A bisexual king?
Yeah.
It's a fine story. He gets to have sex with both men and women.
Right.
That's really, you can enjoy yourself. I have one thing to say to you, Mr. Geronimo.
What's that?
Lick it.
Colin Farrell likes the idea. Quoting him, it's an amazing story. Bisexuality wasn't even an issue back then. There was no term for bisexuality. It was just the way society was. People made love to men and women. It was only later you had to pick one side of the fence.
I remember in the day, we called them outcasts.
Oh, God. Many still do. Wayne Newton, who took over the USO shows.
Lepers.
Well, Wayne Newton, who took over the USO shows when Bob Hope was no longer up to it.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast. If we were at home, I'd pull that out. I've got that record somewhere. Thank you.
Well, Wayne Newton's just been honored for this by the U.S. military. He got the U.S. Navy's Distinguished Public Service Award for entertaining our troops, which he does with his own money. And Newton tells the National Enquirer this lovely story, quote, "My wife bought me a red, white, and blue jacket for the trip. As I went into the audience, I heard a voice behind me whisper, what I wouldn't give for that jacket. I turned around and asked, which soldier likes this coat? A hand shot up, and a young Marine said, me, sir. As I handed it to him, wishing him Merry Christmas, he began to cry.
That was private, first-class fellatio.
Quoting Newton, we've now become friends.
Fellatio.
I'd like to give you my jacket. There you go, Daddy. Wear it red, white, and blue. And I'll ride my stallions into the sunset.
And I got some love right now going out to...
Joe.
Joe, you've done okay.
There you go.
I also want to say hi, Tim.
I'm Wayne Newton. I'm big,
and fat and sweaty.
When I turned around,
and this is First Lieutenant Phil Lacio. And I want to say, Wayne, thank you for that jacket.
You know, it's too bad no one knows what happened to Joe's dad. But I think you're finding out in this song right here.
Amen, brother.
Joe.
Wayne Newton.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
That's a hell of a tan.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
There you go. Good job, Joey.
Mr. Rogers is gone, but his asteroid lives on.
His what?
His asteroid.
Oh, I see.
The Carnegie Planetarium has made it official. Asteroid number 26856, which orbits the sun between Mars and Jupiter, is now called Mr. Rogers.
What
would you like to? Would you like to taste it? Would
what
you like to taste my asteroid?
And if anybody ever dares to give me one of those gifts, I've heard them advertised on our show.
Name a star.
Name a star. Please, just do me a favor. Send me a bullet.
I can't take
that. And then
back.
Send me a gun.
Would you like to touch it?
Touch what?
My asteroid?
No.
This
Please.
Is...
No.
This is not like the International Star Registry to which you refer. This is not something you can buy. It's an honor bestowed by astronomers to people they admire.
You see, Mr. Rogers, that Mr. Rogers?
Yes. What were you doing today?
What was the last meal you had before you died?
The last meal I had was actually a nice corn on the cob.
Okay. When you ate that corn?
I did. It went in my throat and down into the amino acids.
And
it came out in my intestines, and then I evacuated it, and it turned into a bowel movement.
That's right.
Would you like to see that?
No.
I'll show it to you.
No.
You sure?
But you understand my concept.
Would you like to come over into the little trolley village? And I'll show you my BMs.
Since the Mr. Rogers Foundation...
They have no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Since the Mr. Rogers Foundation has produced a show for the planetarium, then the astronomers admire him.
I just want to say...
I use King Friday for friendship.
I want to say...
You're a bisexual king?
No, that this is a very bad idea to bring us up very early in the morning and have high-pressure meetings with people yelling at us and screaming at us, and then another guy... Not yelling at us, but taking us out for a high-pressure lunch and then expecting us to do a show. It's too much.
Too much.
It's too much.
There's BM all over the land of make-believe. Look at the BM.
It's too much. Look at how we're unraveling right now.
Before your very eyes.
I feel like Sylvester Stallone's mother right now.
Wow. Wow. She used to wear the hats, remember?
Do you remember when she would join us on the show?
Yes, she was always just out there, wasn't she?
She's nuts.
Jumping about.
When it comes to people who download music, the recording industry has a bite, but its bark is still much worse.
Jump and shout.
The industry has just settled its lawsuits against some downloading college students for a fraction of the money the industry was demanding.
Now, are these the kids that got, kicked out of Penn State or had their computers taken away?
Some of them did, and these are from various universities, actually. But, yeah, you're on the right track. The record companies wanted $150,000 per song, 150 grand, for each of the thousands of songs that had been downloaded by thousands of people. They settled each case in the $15,000 range.
Rob wants to know if the artists are white.
Stop it.
Always wants to know. Some of them were white and some of them were black.
Were the computers make-believe?
No, they were real computers, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Buzz.
But the record industry got what it really wanted. Instead of big money, it wanted the 18 college-based file-sharing networks to shut themselves down, which they did once the lawsuits were filed.
We're going to Iceland in a week.
Yes,
yeah, we are. Can you imagine how goofy that show is going to be?
Today,
at least we're not going to have any nutty screaming matches before we go on that trip.
Would you like to smell my trolley seat?
No, Mr. Rogers.
That's your loss.
David Letterman would never have to miss another show if he listens to a computer guy in New Zealand. Craig Forsberg says he has created a three-dimensional virtual Dave. Craig says the tooth gap.
I think I'm looking at him right now.
The hardest part to get realistically.
Aye.
And Craig's friends say the virtual Dave is just as stilted and funny looking as the real guy.
Hey, is Letterman working the Carson deal now for 4 days a week? I don't know, but I noticed
Rob knows this.
That last night, I only saw part of it this morning, but the guest was Bernie Mac, who I love, and I saw they did the viewer mail on Thursday night, which they normally do on Friday. Second week in a row.
All I know is that for a long time, he did two shows on Thursday, and then they do one on Thursday and air the other one Friday.
Right, but the one that they're airing Thursday is the one that has all the end of the week stuff.
Huh. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
What?
I care about it, Mike.
No, I
care desperately.
I do, too. I do. Sure, you don't want to smell that trolley seat?
Sure.
I'd like to smell Dave's seat.
Dave Letterman?
Dave Letterman's seat, but I might get shingles. Are the shingles make-believe?
No, those are real.
Shingles are real.
Those are real.
Well, the friends of Craig, the 3D Dave inventor, say the virtual Dave is just as stilted and funny-looking as the real guy. Craig says he's called Dave's offices repeatedly about this, but so far, shocker, has gotten no response. Michael Jackson is firing back at Paul McCartney. McCartney recently gave some mild criticism about the way Jackson raises his kids, especially the part about keeping their faces covered. Jacko says he does this to keep the kids from being kidnapped. Word is, Jackson sent an email to McCartney saying, quote, "Mind your own business about the way I raise my children. I don't need your advice."
To pedophile
at hairlessboy.com.
There you go. McCartney, who raised four of his own, says, quote, "I was keen to send my kids to ordinary school and just throw them into the lion's den. I hope Michael's heart is in the right place, but he's a very unusual guy," end quote.
Your friend, Paul. Return address, onelegedgirl.com.
Poor Paul.
Always.
P.S. I'm really white.
Oh, God.
MTV 2, the one channel that still mostly plays music videos, is about to go the way of MTV.
Oh, no.
For one thing, it's bringing back the Headbangers Ball, hosted by Metallica. That's
Metallica Buzz. Well,
that used to be an MTV event in years gone by. MTV 2 also plans a new series called Track 2. That show cashes in on the DVD craze by letting artists talk over their own music videos with background information and commentary. Yeah, here we go.
Yuck.
And another show called Nosedive will pinpoint the exact moments that ended certain musicians' careers. Quoting the network, from flaming out on live TV to being arrested to getting into that bad third marriage.
You know, wouldn't you think that there
would, watch it.
Wouldn't you think that there would be a channel out there, a new channel, that would come on and maybe do what MTV tried to do 20 years ago,
right.
Which is just say, here's all we're going to do.
Right.
Good, bad, indifferent. Whenever you turn us on, unless you're playing a commercial, we're going to play music videos.
I wish they'd do that. I don't know why they don't.
The closest I could come is much more
much
TV
music, yes.
From Canada. But even they junk it up like with a Canadian version of TRL.
Right.
Then I turn on BET sometimes, and it's fine, but they got the BET TRL.
Yeah, they've got a lot of their own programming also.
And then I turn on CMT, and it's just, I hate the music.
Yeah.
In sport.
What's a music lover to do?
I don't know. Rob has a question?
I watch White Headbangers Ball.
In sports, Alabama football coach Mike Price is in hot water. The Birmingham News reports that he spent hundreds of dollars at a topless bar in Florida last month.
Yeah.
This is the Alabama football coach Mike Price.
Oh, okay. I think I saw him.
Price is right.
Another newspaper, the Mobile Register, reports that a young woman tried to charge more than $1,000 in food and drinks to the man's hotel bill the next morning.
Skippy?
The alleged incidents took place in Pensacola, Florida, and they're being investigated by the school. So far, no comment from Coach Price.
You've got that guy, and you've got the other dude, the other old college coach, who went to the sorority and had his picture taken with all the babes, and they want to fire him for that. He's just some old guy who, like, for 5 minutes felt some life in his genitals.
Yeah, we're harmless.
And just wanted to have his picture taken to all these babes. And they want to can these guys.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, you've got coaches that are paying players 20, 30 grand a game.
Yeah, some of the most disreputable practices in college sports, and these guys are the ones that get in trouble.
So they drink, they whore a little bit. Come on.
Back off.
And then this goes on. Finally, the University of Arizona has suspended a fraternity for 6 years after finding evidence of hazing. Hazing is an often dangerous way of initiating new members.
Mr. Blutowski, 0.00.
Fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
in this frat house, that included things like throwing firecrackers at sleeping pledges, dumping food on them. But the fraternity's really on double secret probation because it locked one pledge in a walk-in freezer so long he got hypothermia.
Oh, wow.
And because it forced another pledge to eat 8 pounds of beans.
That'd be a good one for this show. Wow.
He vomited halfway through, and then they made him eat that.
Oh, wow. That'd be great for the show.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Oh.
We gotta go.
It'd be a perfect day if Kim was waiting downstairs for a conference on our way home.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, with a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, seriously, thank you to everybody at WISP, especially all of the engineering people for all their wonderful hospitality.
Yeah, they're such nice guys up here. It's always a pleasure to work with them.
Thank you to all of you guys in Philly for listening and supporting the show. I know it's been all about Philadelphia today, but that's what we were doing today.
Amen, brother.
We were fighting the good fight. We'll be back with the new episode on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rusty.
I'll see you at the prom.
I'll see you there. Have a great weekend. I love you, Frida. I love you, Bart. Don't hurt yourselves, everybody.
DM.
Peter.
Yeah. Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.